Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Ah, we are recording. Right.
So, is there batteries in it?
I hope so, because there are numbers and things showing up, and that we're at 8 seconds, 9 seconds.
Oh, crap.
Yes. I'm out here with, this is Eric, I'm out here with Jeremy, and I am going to talk to him about Tim. The voice in your head that you have associated with the watch.
Mm-hmm.
Has a deal for you. He has a trick that you can learn. Now, this does come with some level of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But it can teach you how to renew your daily and even encounter powers.
Mm-hmm.
If you like.
What's the sacrifice involved?
There is some personal investment that must be made. Every time that you wish to renew either a daily or an encounter power, you must spend half of your healing surge value in hit points. And then you get it back.
Okay.
Now, you cannot reduce that damage in any way. So
right.
If you have some resistance or anything like that.
But it's not a full... It's not the actual healing surge. It's
half of it.
Half of the... Okay, but yes. The healing surge sticks around.
The healing surge stays around, but you take your healing surge value, so whatever that is, 15 points or whatever,
right.
You cut it in half,
mm-hmm.
round down,
right,
and you pay that many hit points, and you can get the power back.
Now, can you heal that damage later on as
you
normal?
You can heal it later on as normal, but when you take it, you cannot do anything
to
prevent that damage.
Right.
Okay?
It's blood magic, basically.
You know, there's so many... don't get hung up on names.
Yeah.
Don't get hung up on names.
Okay, well, it might be useful, so yeah.
That's the deal, and anytime you want that, you can have that.
Okay, he'll take that.
Okay?
All right.
Maggie!
Ready to go.
All
right. So, when we last left our wacky band of intrepid heroes...
We were dying.
No.
We killed everything, and we were recovering from dying.
Finished pounding the snot out of the chaos-shaped man.
I believe we regained all of our abilities as well.
No.
Well, we have an extra action point now.
Yes,
you
we do in fact have an action point.
So you had one before, you've got one now.
Okay. I've got one now.
Probably go ahead and put you guys on the map.
But we're invisible!
Yes, so is all of the magic and treasure and stuff.
We have the auto loot on it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right then. Hallelujah. It's turned on.
Now the combat's ended, we can level up.
Yeah.
So we're just clicking the level up button now.
That's kind of glowing.
Yeah, oddly enough, the level up button is grayed out.
Dang.
Carpet bagger.
And the only reason he's letting us have letting us have the auto loot is because everything's cursed.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you know?
I remember the map and what's going on, but I don't remember where we are.
It turns out
where
we found out last time that Callus, which is Beric's brother, somehow or other managed to get himself mixed up with a shady character called the Surgeon of the Shadows. Rumor has it that the Surgeon of the Shadows is happy to modify you for a price. Is basically willing to modify you, make you better, stronger, faster than before, because he has
stronger,
the technology.
Faster!
I thought he was more like one of those Viagra commercials.
He might be, I don't know, but it appears to actually work. Apparently his services are quite expensive, but they do work.
There we go.
Yeah,
they make you better in this area, but at what cost?
His work does tend to alter you physically. It will alter you physically, it may alter you mentally, but you will be more powerful than you were before.
Yeah.
Somehow or other, Callus.
Anyone called the Surgeon in the Shadows does not get my endorsement.
He also seems to be strongly associated with some chaos cults.
That would be another reason
let's see.
He does not take our HMO.
Last time you fought the chaos.
We have an HMO?
We do.
Who basically looked to be this wacky collection of parts that would fling around and explode and do all sorts of nasty things.
And then he exploded
and then,
all
and then Tim killed it.
And then Tim killed it. Yes.
Didn't he kill both of them?
He's Tim the Mighty.
Yes, so Tim will, we fully expect him to be next feat, I fully expect Tim to be multi-classing into Barbarian.
Tim stands on the corpses of his fallen foes and goes
and then pulls out their hearts and eats them.
Yes. He just runs in and goes, Kalima, Shakide!
So you fought that guy, plus you fought, by all accounts, it looked like it was Kenyon Luth, who is the Surgeon in the Shadows. You fought his, kind of his assistant slash minion, who also had
nurse.
Some... Yes, he also had some modifications done that included, apparently, a lot of expansion.
A morphing ability.
Exploding.
So he had extents. The body.
Of the body, exactly. Because he went from being a regular sized, well, maybe slightly larger than regular sized,
thingy.
Lore Song fan to something that was truly large. With reach and everything, though it turns out that the reach didn't really help him quite so much.
Anything.
But he is now dead and shrunk back to normal.
He exploded first,
though. Poke him a few more times.
I dance his
course.
Well, he's got those hammers that he used. They don't appear to be magical.
We hit him with his golden hammers.
Hitting him makes... You expect there to be... You know, striking corpses, which you've done once or twice in the past, you expect there to be this sort of crunchy, splorching noise, but with him there's also this sort of tangy, clangy, weird, crunching,
not cool.
And it doesn't dent like it... Anyway, it's...
Normally when we pound on corpses...
And the severed rat head has us pointing towards this way, right?
Yes, normally when you mutilate corpses, it's a lot easier. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he have a bag of holding?
I think, yes.
Well, according to the Book of Chaos, This guy's using the chaos attack for this. We can't let him keep that stuff.
As far as you can tell, your brother is probably somewhere...
Chaos attack.
Here. This
the
area.
Implants.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of what you get when you're...
Oh, so what you're saying is
you want
to
keep the corpse.
Yeah.
This is going to get very gross.
Well, I think we might give the stuff out first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny how Tim really likes doing that. I'm so glad I have that cleanliness.
At least to that.
Chaos tech lung. Don't eat the lung.
And we'll dig out the metal.
Alrighty.
Oh. Yeah, I put on my mask and hand a mask to whoever is helping.
I'm going to go rest while they're eviscerating this corpse, okay?
It's gross, but we can't let somebody else have it.
So fascinating. I need to go find my brother.
It's been around for a long time.
Right, right, right. Find your brother. Okay, fine. Do we have any... Is there any mafia around here with plastic bags?
We need a clean-up crew.
Is there mafia around here? Well, this is Talos. That is, yes, there's mafia.
We need to wrap
plastic bags at the moment. Well, probably.
We need a cleaner.
You don't happen to know
any Dang it.
Just feed it to a gelatinous cube and be done with it.
When we pull out the metal, are his implants still intact?
Not.
As such?
As far as you can tell, kind of. There are dangly bits. I mean, you don't know how any of this stuff.
I don't want to know about the guy's dangly bits.
There are lumps and bits and all those kinds of things.
Smash them with a hammer? Are they smashed?
Sure.
Do you want them to be neat, or do you just want me to take them out?
Well, if we can smash them and destroy them, we don't need to take them out.
But he could possibly repair
them. They leak interesting looking fluids.
That fluid is not going in my bag. Just smash them. That has been.
I don't want to know about fluids.
Well,
and
why don't we worry about it after we
finish
through this place?
Yes, after we've gotten.
I got souls.
Yes.
They're very messed up.
Eric, are you online yet?
I haven't tried.
You should try it.
I think what the souls remind me of is the Edward Munch painting, the screen.
Oh god, I hate that painting.
Really little evil. Screamy faces.
Okay.
<You're crazy. Yeah.
laughs> I know. I knew they were perfect for Jeremy.
Yes. No, but that's fine.
Alrighty.
I'm not worried about it. I don't need to go online.
Okay, so where are we in here?
Observation.
Well, put me up at the door, because I'm...
Which door?
Yes,
this door, because the head's pointing this way, so I'm up going to...
Like, you kind of move around, and that you can kind of get some kind of triangulation going on. You just know that he's...
Grand.
Over
grand.
Here it points this way, and over there it points that way.
So why is this door not open?
All right, you open up the door.
I thought we were going to rest, and that's when we were having nightmares.
No. Sadly, we... decided
that's Jeremy's
rest.
Game where we rested and had nightmares. Yeah, in this game, we decided that since the guy's probably doing surgery on his brother right now,
I'm not resting until I find my brother at this point.
So it would be that
you guys can rest. It's fine. I'm going to keep going.
No, yeah. It's fine. I was getting the two games confused. I was like, wait.
If we round a corner and there's a maze with minotaurs, we're leaving.
All right. You guys were able to take a 5-minute rest, so you can get all of your encounter powers back.
Yay! You all got a 5-minute rest while you discuss whether or not to chop up the bodies and take their metal things.
Encounters and dailies, or just encounters?
Just encounters. Dailies, we've got to take an extended rest, which we don't have time for.
Is there another marker in the thing beside you?
You guys need markers. We can get you markers.
I can pass this down.
Mm-hmm.
I just need one. Just
fling
it. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's a playing knife. Yeah, Vericlus charge into things.
Okay, let me see how this does then.
Okay, that's why. That's way too many.
Hey, Eric, can you set those? These are extra. I'll set them there. I need mine
now. In here, you open this up, and the first thing that strikes you is the smell. It's awful. Like, the actual, the art for this has three operating tables and various viscera drawn everywhere. So, like, there's an operating table.
We get to burn this place to the ground when we're done, by the way.
Here. Mm-hmm. There's another one here.
In a very controlled
another one back over here. And in here, you find...
a motley crew of ghouls.
All right, I will tell you what these names are here in just a second.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, they're bad.
Not moving them over. Well, they're not good. Just for fun, we'll say that this is Callus. All right, what you find in here, you open up the door and the first thing that strikes you is the terrible, terrible stench. The stench of blood and chemicals. You see the operating tables that are stained with various things, various odd stains. There are strange devices hooked up to them and hanging from some chains
overhead.
Spatters of dried blood surround everything. There are weird looking tools that are up on what look like knee hooks. And it doesn't look like they're particularly clean tools.
He doesn't believe in sterilization, apparently.
It's chaos implements. What is this sterilization topic?
I don't know. Personally, if I was a surgeon, I'd want things clean. Who wants to cut
it? We just discovered a new thing. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Fandy, the idea of unclean surgical implements.
Yeah.
For chaos belts.
There isn't a full shot of this guy.
He's the god E.
Yeah,
I wish there was. There's only a shot of his face. And
we'll fight the god E.
The guy in the black outfit in the back, the one standing over your runner.
Mm-hmm.
He's seven and a half feet tall. He's in this long stained lab coat, and kind of in this, I hate to call it a dress, but it's kind of a dress.
Like a tunic?
There is not
even
individual
no
pants.
Legs.
He's wearing a skirt, basically. He's got this, lab coat on. And on his face, it looks like there's a metal covering on his face.
It's Hannibal.
And it's held on with leather straps.
It is Hannibal.
Okay. Like, this is what his face looks like.
Oh, yeah.
He has these tiny little eye slots that look like they're actually just off a little bit when you look at them.
My mask is cooler.
I don't want to.
His fingers, where there should be fingers, are actually sharp implements. And kind of only if Edward Scissorhands had like scalpels and and circular ornaments for fingers.
Okay.
And he's looking down at Callus, and his head is cocked to one side, like he's taking it all in as interesting. And he's got a tray next to him with pieces of something on it. And it looks like Callus hasn't been opened yet, but Callus is tied to the table and is, when I say tied, he's like strapped down to the table. And the guy over here is some kind of weird looking, I mean, the two red guys there might have started off as Lorsong fan, kind of like the other guy did, but they've clearly been modified. And, like, one arm is bigger than the other one, and, I mean, they seem to be his assistants. And then you have this thing, which is a mostly metallic humanoid figure, about 6 feet tall. It has stylized wings coming out of the back, coming out of its back. And its hands, its right hand, where its hand should be, is actually a longsword, and where its left hand should be is what looks like a dagger. And he's got various tubes going in and out of him in various places. And in the tubes, you can see weird colored liquids flowing.
Got you, baby.
Yes, exactly. But he looks... You'd swear he's mostly mechanical, but underneath the metal you can see patches of off-colored flesh. And then you can also see gears moving in certain places. And he looks really fucked up. And then there's an occasional blast of flame that comes out an exhaust port. And the flame is this kind of weird purplish color that kind of does this every now and then. And he is also kind of looking down at he's standing back, but he's also looking over at Callus like it's fascinating. The surgeon notices you come in and looks up and stares at you with these kind of odd, unblinking eyes, and it's really kind of creepy.
Because nothing else about this.
Yeah.
Or get creeped out or anything.
And he just kind of gestures and goes back to looking at Callus, at which point his minions kind of turn around and kind of scream.
Die is going to betray me today.
That's a mind-knock. I would have liked to save that for later.
Maybe I should roll a 20.
Yep.
It's okay, I rolled a 2.
I'm going at 32! Woo!
Sarah, where do you go?
You guys are going to know that Barak is going to be
locking the door.
Real. Well, you guys can pass me that. 26. Barak will be going after his brother.
Where do you go?
33.
His chief thing is to get his brother out of here. So if that means get him and run, then that's what we need to do.
Well, that was kind of my thought. I'm going straight for cutting straps first thing. Right? So.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Barak, when do you go?
18.
Tim.
19.
And finally, Kyle.
32. Okay.
Woo! All right. Well, it looks like first up we have Ivy.
Okay. Well, you can look through friendly.
Yes. And so, just to remind you, the red guys are these kind of weird, lopsided, lumpy-looking things that at one point might have been... looks like they probably were Lorsong fan at some point, but they have bits of metal and weird looking flesh that is sewn on in various places and growing out of the body in others. And then you've got the automaton, which looks like a much more refined version, if anything else, of the one that you fought earlier.
Yay!
It doesn't have all the random bits flying everywhere. Actually, to call them a refined version of the one you fought earlier is probably not justice. It's probably not accurate. You kind of get the feeling that the one you fought earlier might have been the experiment leading up to this one. He looks like he's much better, just generally better put together.
Yay.
So I
the last one was so easy to take down.
Exactly.
And at this point, the surgeon has kind of gone back to looking at... He's kind of clicking his fingers and looking at Callus. Looks like he's contemplating where exactly to start. And Callus looks like he's scared out of all of this. Like, you can see him, but he's been gagged, and he's clearly conscious.
Okay. So, you're up. Kaya, you're on deck.
No, that's a wall.
Yeah, if I go over here, can I still shoot at this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those things are tables.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot at that guy.
Alright.
I'm gonna do that unbalancing shot.
Okay.
With the crossbow.
Alright, go with it.
First AC. Nice. 19.
I'm guessing his armor is better than mine.
Versus what?
Armor.
AC.
AC? No, his AC is higher than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Figure. Okay.
Alright, anything else, Ivy?
No. That's pretty good.
Hiya, you're up. Sarah, you're back.
Okay. So... I'm thinking here our goal is to interrupt the surgery and get Callus out.
Yes.
And hopefully, you know.
Hopefully kill everyone too, but, you know. Okay.
So.
My chief goal is to get Callus and get him out of here.
Are the tables affixed to the floor?
They appear to be, yes.
They're not modern rolling operating tables.
Okay. Well.
But it does look like they have slots for them, so the blood can drain.
Oh, well, that's possible. Well...
One before real cool.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure there's a drain somewhere at the warehouse.
Probably is.
I think we've been to the location where it drains.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, we did. I'm not very clear on what I can do with the crane's wings power. It says... You make an athletics check to jump with a +5 power bonus. You are considered to have a running start, and the distance of the jump isn't limited by your speed.
Yeah, you can just jump really, really far from a standing.
And it, like, kicks somebody, and I send them back.
Alright.
Because normally you need a running start to jump really far.
Yes, you are considered to always have a running start when you jump, but I'm not seeing any handy-dandy... GM screen, I'm not seeing jump distance or anything like that.
You got it, Jeremy?
I am. I was trying to get my character to load.
But it does involve, I believe, an athletics roll.
Yeah. Well, it says I get athletics +5.
Yeah, it's going to be whatever athletics is plus that 5 plus your roll.
Well, I got a 31 on an athletics check.
Okay.
There we go.
You get a lot of jumping. What I want to do is...
You don't jump so much as you levitate.
and I just want to jump and kick this guy in the face as hard as I can.
Basically, you make an athletics check, and if you have a running start, you divide your check by 5, and this is the number of squares you beat.
And you're going to leap up to 6 squares.
Well, good, because I'm going to leap 4, and I'm going to kick him in the face, and it pushes him back 1 if I hit it.
I wonder what happens if you have a running start and you miss that, though.
No, usually it's divided by 10.
Oh.
With a running start, it's divided by 5.
That's cool. Yeah, you could jump.
Normally, you move at least 2 squares before you could
do it.
So you're doing a running jump and kick to who?
The
brown guy.
One
that's closest to him.
I don't know if that'll do it. I hope so. 26 versus 42?
This is
42. I don't know. We've had some people with like crazy 42.
I
thought like,
this thing only has a 48 though, and 48, 42.
Like, no fair. And I roll really shitty damage. I'm
sorry, I'm not laughing at that.
But this is you, right? So you're up against this guy?
No, I'm not. I went there and I'm going to shove him back there. Trying to get people out of the way.
Alright,
so how much damage did you do?
He only took 9. Right.
With your bonus or not?
Oh, you rolled 2. Never mind.
It's more about this movement.
Alright, you hit him and he staggers backwards.
And it was also about flying across the room from the table.
Like, I think she should get a point of
intimidation.
Came back and I was like,
You still have like alchemist fire and stuff like that.
Some of it, yeah.
I'm just wondering what would happen if you shoved one of those things into its exhaust port.
That's that one.
Yeah, that one has the exhaust port.
Okay, that one. I still want to see what happens if you shove one.
Well, you make it. The guardian guy gets to go.
No, they don't get in that. You surprised them, Eric.
They don't get to go this round.
That is an excellent question. Did we surprise them?
After the combat outside,
shut up!
There's a word of silence.
Stop helping!
Raiders assault Jeremy.
Now it's the GM inside of me.
Well, keep it inside.
Thank you.
GM inside of me is like, really, guys? Really?
So, let's see.
So, we need a milestone, so therefore we get a daily
action.
I am magic item back.
Oh, that's right.
We don't actually get the daily item.
I'm totally surprised by that.
The guardian, right? You happen to be the closest to
like my staff of master, my staff of missile mastery is still done because.
Yeah, my working on
it. But you will try to.
What?
Well, you can only cast so many dailies.
Okay.
But you don't actually get it back. You just use more.
As he moves over, the blades on his where his hands should be, like this fluid, like you hear a noise and it's like this fluid or something starts pouring out of his hands, and whenever it hits the air, it starts burning this purplish flame and it coats both his blades, so they are now.
We're not going to use fire on him.
One.
How about acid?
Yes.
Acid or cold?
One, but he just said either.
Okay. So, Venom Sword.
Venom at the same
24
time.
24 versus your AC?
Yeah.
And the dagger 14 versus your AC?
Yeah.
My spells and fire.
Take 11 points of fire damage.
Ow.
Much burning. Very hot.
And what is this guy?
He's the same like the other brown one.
Yes, he's kind of this lopsided looking. Used to be a patchwork that used to be a Warsaw player.
Now, not so much.
Then, what we will do is we'll bring on the action point.
I'm doing fine.
where are one of his action points? No, he'll just try and stab it in here.
Stab a nuke in the Kaya.
20 versus your AC and 15 versus your AC.
Come on, James!
So looks like So it looks like I'm doing about the same in terms of building this one.
Good. Woohoo!
And Sarek, you're up. Tim should be thinking about what you're gonna want to do.
I love how you're the one that's standing at the door, and yet all the rest of us are like, get away!
I have a plus 9 to my initiative.
So one, I have plus two, 6, and I put them together.
5. Give the give this Lorsong fan a
which book is out?
Right.
Spot
strike against me because I just moved past him and didn't really care.
All right.
Doesn't the other one get one too?
I didn't move completely past him. I just,
yeah, but you moved through a space.
You
moved
through
a space that he threatened.
Okay. So and the
not that I'm trying to get you extra hit. But.
Okay. So the Tin Man gets a swing at you,
and the one brown.
The one brown dude gets a swing at you. Okay.
Or
so,
if I'm going
brown
to
dude.
Him, Brownie number one.
Brownie number one. Does 21 hit your AC?
Nay.
Okay. And the Guardian dude. Does he 29 hit your AC?
Hell yes.
Alright.
So, and then some.
You get stabinated with the flaming longsword.
It doesn't feel good.
I wouldn't think so.
And as soon as I can find my dice again, 11 points of fire damage.
Yay.
Alright, and I'm just going to go ahead and let you guys keep track of your own damage. I can keep dragging it over here, but yeah. I'm lazy that way.
Alright. Awesome, then I'm going to pull hip tights.
Yeah. Yeah, so we crashed it last time, I'm just going to. No, worry about it. So, what's the plan, sir?
I will.
You have combat advantage.
No. I'm not going combat on that.
No.
I will draw.
He doesn't have it anyway.
The masterwork short sword,
okay,
for a change, and just see how many straps I can cut that are holding down
the table. It's going for.
Okay. It looks like he's actually strapped. There are a total of 3 straps. Holding
down. It's like it's just
that would be a 19.
Okay. Straps are pretty tough. Let me go ahead and roll damage.
Four points.
Alright, that will cut one of the 3 straps.
Okay, burning my action point.
Okay.
Doing the same thing.
Alright.
That would be 20.
Okay. Go ahead and give me damage over.
And that would be 3 points.
Okay. You cut a second strap, so now he's basically down there, being held down by a strap on his chest.
Okay. Eric, that's all I could do.
And you kind of...
I'm on my way!
You kind of get over there, and the guy, Kinian, you get over there and you start cutting him up, and he looks up at you, and it's one of those things where, like, all of a sudden you feel like he's... Like, he was creepy before, but now he's looking at you. And it's not like, oh, he's looking at me, it's...
He is an intimidate check.
Looking at you.
It's an intimidate check, right.
And, I mean, you kind of, like, the way that this, you see him, you see the look in his eyes, and it's like he's sizing you up for something, like, you know, it's like he's already operating on his head or, you know, on you in his head or something. Oh, you know, like, well, this arm would be so much better if you moved it up 3 inches, and, you know. this kind of thing, and it is profoundly creepy, just the way that he looks.
Right.
He needs to die.
Now the assistants get to go, yay! So what we'll do here is actually...
I'm going to get clusterfucked.
Not going to get totally. I'm right there with you.
The assistants are going to move like that.
I'm drawing some of the heat.
And we'll do the assistant on...
On the other guy! Wait. The one assistant on the metal man. Yay!
We'll do the assistant on Sarah first. And like you get up, and these guys are just babbling. They're babbling in a language that you don't get.
Is it hurting me?
It's not hurting you the way that Tim's does. It just sounds strange.
That's fine.
It sounds like they're babbling in some language.
Can I hear it? And do I recognize it?
No. It just sounds like they're babbling.
Okay.
Right. And now you're a roll of this D20 with a 2.
Woohoo!
Does an 18 hit your AC, Kyle?
Nope.
Alrighty. Well, you both get missed, because I'm assuming your AC is better than a 13 set.
Yes.
And Tim, you're up. Barrett, you are finally on deck.
She rolled a 2, and that came to an 18 AC.
Okay, we're going to save this one. This might be 2.
That's not great.
6, and I'm running. So this guy's going to... I'm going to be running here, but he still gets an attack of opportunity because I pass right past him.
Who does?
The brown one.
The brown dude.
Yeah,
and he gets a
one.
Plus 1 to hit me.
Alright.
24, 25 versus your AC.
My AC's a 19. Can I modify that? No. Okay, go ahead and roll damage.
Taking 9 points of damage as he stabs you with what looks like a very dirty short sword.
Okay. And then as my action...
He cackles with each other.
That's fine. Then as my action, I snap the remaining magnet holding them down.
Okay. You have some sort of cutting implement?
I have a cutting implement I used on the rack.
Okay. Roll.
And push. Actually, I have.
Give me an attack roll and roll a d4 minus 1. Three.
Are any of these guys are all still medium sized, right?
Yes, they're all medium sized.
Can I use actually my. One of my. Instead of using the knife, I have my. Little cantrip here.
Called precise scalpel.
Oh, done. It's a basic.
Could I use either alchemist fire or alchemist frost just on the strap?
Just on the strap, it would be difficult to do because it's not really designed to uncork and pour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not even really uncorking.
Yeah, it's more of a throwing.
When chemical on
you
the outside.
You can smash it in your hand.
When chemical on the outside of the vase, when it's chemical on the inside.
Well, is
the
it
vase.
A metal? Is it metal or is it cloth?
It is. What is what metal?
The thing holding him down.
The strap holding him down is a. It's a leather strap.
A leather strap.
But it's a pretty thick leather strap.
Okay. Can I use my cantrip to create just enough acid to burn through it?
In not this round, but in 2 rounds, yes.
In 2 rounds, or I can try to hack at it. Well, I'll try to hack at it. 15.
That's fine.
Okay.
Do a D3 minus 1 plus your strength. Or a D4 minus 1 plus your strength.
That would be a 4.
Okay. I managed to cut through the strap.
Right. Then
so
I...
now he has all the straps are now cut. And he's still looking pretty terrified, but he's not wiggling as much as you would expect.
I'm sure he volunteered for this.
Okay. Then I burn my action point.
Okay.
And go... Grab him.
Okay. You pick him up.
Shoulder. And then use my movement to go the other way.
Okay.
Like this. So he's going to take another swing at me.
Actually, he can only do that once against you per his turn. So.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
8. I can run.
Okay. Sprinting. All right. Sure. You run in and grab him. He's like,
got him! See ya!
Oh shit, what are you doing here?
A little sad, maybe. A little dejected.
As you go by, I'm like, wow,
fucking idiot.
Not a new one here.
Yeah, because if you hit me, I'll be like,
actually,
put him back!
The thing of it, like, you pick him up, and there's not as much resistance as you would expect. Make an intelligence roll.
You pick him up, and you've only got his front half.
I critically succeed on it.
Okay.
So it's a lot.
It occurs to you that he has probably been drugged.
Oh, good.
And that's why he's not like wiggling around.
Sweet. He's easier to handle.
He does seem to be conscious.
Uh-huh.
But he's not. Like I said, he's barely moving.
At least he's so whole.
Well, basically, as my minor action, when I get to that spot, I will start to. I can't put him on my bag of holding.
He won't fit as he currently is.
Does he really need all those arms? Sure.
Yes.
All right. Well,
one of the thoughts is that maybe he can get by without them.
No. As a minor action, though, I will prep a thing of frost.
Just to confirm, you're not a total dick. He hasn't been drugged with shivel, has he?
We'll have to see later.
Well, actually,
because clearly something that the surgeon in the shadows whips up is going to be so much better on him than shivel.
I just figured since we've already got him heard of that.
Since I did get a critical on that, though, is he showing signs of shivel or does something else?
He's not showing signs of shivel.
I just figured since we'd already spent the time curing him that it would be just your style to.
That would be funny.
To re-addict him.
He would go through another withdrawing session
next. Frankly, if the surgeon had thought of that, well, I'm not even sure that the surgeon would have cared that much to go through that. I'm not sure he would have put that much effort into it.
Right.
He just drugged him with whatever was handy.
Pretty much.
Luckily, it wasn't lethal.
Maybe.
Probably.
We hope.
Instantly lethal.
His survival rate is pretty good. It's, upper teens.
Yeah. That's better than nothing.
And Beric, you're up.
Alrighty. Charging in, I go 1, 2. At this point, I jump. I get a 28 on my jump, my running jump, so I can move up to 5 squares, but I only have 3 squares left of movement, but I'm doing a double move, whereas in the last part of my move is actually charge. And I actually end up on top of the table up here.
Okay.
And hitting that guy, hopefully, with a 26 versus AC.
Does not hit it.
Okay.
Oh, crap.
In fact, what it's... Like, you come in, and you come into this broad-handed swing, and he just kind of looks at you, and he doesn't even move. And it's like, it hits him, and it's like hitting a solid... It's like if you'd hit a statue made of steel or something. Like, your blow just stops.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't even any give. And it's like you hold off and hit, like, some kind of stone wall or something.
Alright. As you look for extra bonuses.
No. Yeah. Okay, well.
So shock and grasp into death, 2 points at a time.
And I say retreat.
Stella, you're up.
We got what we wanted.
I might not be done yet. Hang on.
Oh, alright.
I have an action point.
Okay,
all right, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ella, you're up.
All right. I'll go.
In case none of my stuff can hit it. So
heal no check Callus. Make sure that he's okay. All
right. Can you heal check?
Okay. No, I don't remember which one I rolled.
The blue brain one.
Okay. Sorry. I'm falling asleep now. 15, 17.
Okay. As far as you can tell, I mean, you give him a quick once-over. And your quick once-over, as far as you can tell, he's just been drugged with something. You're not sure what. But he will probably survive. He's not in any immediate danger of dying.
Okay.
You also are probably not going to be able to revive him. Whatever it is, though, is something that has essentially paralyzed him but left him conscious.
Okay.
And you... from the kind of the pokes and prods, you can. It's like he. It looks like he can feel what's going on, but he just can't move.
Okay. Alright. What the hell?
Ooh, stop moving into the room! We need to move out of the room!
Why are we needing to move out of the room?
I don't think we can beat the main guy.
Yeah, if a 26 doesn't hit his AC, there's really no point fighting him, so...
Okay.
Oh, whoops. So at that point,
are you done?
Considering
his fortitude is probably even worse than that, and so... We got Callus out of there, let's get the hell out.
So a tactical retreat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, why didn't someone say that before?
I did.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
You step out, and the surgeon kind of cocks his head and looks at you, and you get that same kind of idea that he's probably sizing you up. And then you hear a clunk, and all of a sudden he's wrapped in these weird purple greenish sorts of energies, and it seems like he folds 90 degrees to reality, and kind of crinkles down into a little ball, and then winks out of existence.
Cool. I'm gonna have to kill him and take his power.
Yes, Scour.
If you can find him, eat his heart to absorb his abilities.
It's like, yummy.
And as he's winking out, you could swear that you hear this kind of raspy voice saying something like, "I will remember you."
Good, because when we're higher level, we're going to kill you.
Scratched up your mask there.
The sad thing is that...
Alright. He's one of those guys, I get you.
He's nasty.
NPC to be encountered later, yeah.
Well, if you want to get technical about it, he's probably...
Just high level.
Well. I was going to say, in the old system, he was somewhere around level 15 or so. So in the new system, he's probably in his mid-20s.
We'll kill him.
His AC is somewhere near 40.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's
one of those guys.
He's a main dude, so
whatever.
Let's get on with it.
All right. Are we finishing off the...
Ayu, you're up first.
Or are we just leaving?
Well, with him gone, I think we... Well, let's see how it... goes.
Yeah. Has it been? Have we been in this little area over here?
No.
Don't open it yet.
Yeah, we might trigger another encounter.
Just stay with the one encounter that's there.
Let's we will pull more. We're that lucky.
Oh, come on. But you want more people? Yeah.
Nope.
No,
I'm just going to keep running down the street.
I'm just going to keep going. You're like, wait out the second county already.
Oh wait, we have our cart. Yeah, I'm running to my taxi.
There you go.
No, our perfect cart got burned.
Didn't get burned. It's fine.
There's the
cart's
there.
Yeah.
I thought
our cart
was on blocks.
Yeah. You get out there and the cart is up on blocks.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna shoot.
I'm just gonna steal somebody else's cart.
Brown one on the side.
Alright.
Death strike.
Closer to me or closer to you?
Right. With crossbow. That was 22 versus AC.
That will hit him. Yeah.
for a 9.
Alright. Anything else, Ayu?
And I'm going to burn an action point and do it again.
Alright. Oh.
I did mark him.
Okay. If he attacks anyone, I'll be sure to take the penalty.
That would be hilarious later on. He's like, I'm going to kill this. Oh, man, I can't hit him. What is this damn mark? Where are off?
6 seconds.
Oh, 8.
Well, he's pissed off, so he'll go kick his puppy or something.
All right, you go again.
Operate on the kitten.
Yeah.
Taya, you are up.
Where do you think there's a...
Okay, I'm going to try to do 5 storms, which will...
Go up and
which is a burst.
Actually, it'd be hilarious,
each enemy in burst,
though,
so it'll hit those two guys.
If he was the biggest donator to the Tolus Humane
Just
Society.
The, okay. The other guy's too far from me.
He actually saves kittens and doesn't fuck them.
Yeah, he's all... That's what makes him even more... Okay. I mean, that's that would be a psychopath.
Yeah.
Wow, I wish I'd said the white guy. that's a 29.
That'll hit him. And we'll roll for Guardian.
And that is not so much. That is only an 18 versus Reflex.
Yeah, that won't hit him.
Well, the brown guy.
No, I don't think there is.
Hey.
Though, depending on the 13 situation.
13 points of damage.
It's how much?
Yeah.
13.
Though, depending on the situation, I could see a GM doing combat advantage, though.
Anything else, Kaya?
Nope.
Alright, now the guardian gets to go.
Well, actually, yeah, I'll shift back, so.
Okay.
Oh, no, because I. Are we flanking him?
If you shift back, then I'll have a marked. He hasn't been marked, but he will continue swinging at Cotton. And he will continue swinging at Cotton. This boy can jump. Yeah, I can jump. 28 and 21 versus your AC? Which one? 28 and 21. Yeah, okay. My AC is 41.
I think I'm going to be building. Well, if I had still been in the room.
Take a total of 16 points of damage.
Ow! I'm bloodied.
And he is going to burn his other action point and do it again.
I may be dead.
And he will hit you both times again. 21.
Yeah, I have like 1 hit point.
Do you have any healing potions?
Alright, so he's cutting you up pretty good.
Maybe go away. I have 1 healing potion and 2 potions of regeneration.
Alright, Sarah, you're up.
I can't let him continue to beat on Kyle like that. That's just not right. So I will...
It's not gentlemanly.
Since Kyle was kind enough to give me combat advantage against him anyway, I, you know, just will make use of that.
See, now the real question I have for you is, if I'm on higher ground, do they grant combat advantage to me? As far as I can say, there's nothing in the rules about it, but with combat advantage, it's all subjective.
Yeah, you might. Sure.
I will take a split the herd on him. And 25 versus AC.
All right. Oh, by the way, I marked you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What versus the AC?
25 versus AC.
25 is not in AC.
Too cool.
AC is
like that. Command, sir.
And then the secondary attack. What? units that you've been referring to as brownie number one, the brownie closest to
the fire tree units.
All
right. All the hair going everywhere.
Yeah, the nice thing about it is
I pretty much like made the glue together.
25 versus reflex.
Oh, yeah.
I call him Ming the Merciless, because that's what he looks like. He's the guy with the big pointy hat and the long beard. No, it's not a big pushy beard. It's actually just a like the wizard's equivalent of a soul patch.
Oh.
Secondary.
Goes down to his knees.
Does he also wear leather and
sliding one square?
Yeah, okay.
So, which will also mark him as square. I'll slide him.
Okay.
Alright. Anything else, sir?
No.
Alright. Okay. Well, let's see. Brownie number one and brownie number two, did you go?
Oh, great.
They're both.
Oh, let's see. Brownie number one, you mark him, right?
I mark him, and I mark this one. Brownie
number one. You mark with him?
Yeah.
You can mark with a packet, don't you?
Yeah. Well, in the fact that they were both.
So, brownie number one will scream and try to stab you with his very, very sword. And they actually do it. That's 29 versus AC.
Yeah.
Alright. Found my dice for him.
Not wrong, you did.
Let me verify how much damage it actually does. Alright, so he stabbed you. Take 8 points of damage.
Souls one.
And then the other brownie gets to go. He will try to stab an 8 someone. He will try to stab an 8. He will move up to try to stab an 8. Kaya. And a 16 will miss you, correct? So he kind of shambles up, and it's really kind of funny to see the block because it's got this kind of bigger arm on one side than it is the other, so it kind of does this paper kind of thing. And so he kind of cackles and comes up and tries to stab you, but you manage to duck to one side. Tim, you're up.
Where did I park the cart?
reasonably close.
It's very close to that door as I think we could possibly get it.
Which one is the cart?
Escape.
6, 7. Still running. And I will send my bird up.
Okay.
Now, and use my standard action to look through his eyes.
Okay.
And basically do a perception check.
Okay. What are you looking for?
Enemies.
Enemies?
Enemies. Enemies.
And enemies?
Enemies.
Alright, go ahead and roll your perception check.
It'd be nice if I
could find your unit.
D4 with, like, it may be over there someplace, but I'll get it later. 27.
Okay. The area looks clear. There do not look to be any obvious enemies or really anybody else around here right now. And just kind of getting out of the place, it's much nicer to not have to breathe the chemical fumes.
Right.
Barrett, you're up. Ella, you're next.
All right, I do not shift, but move to try to provoke from this dude.
Okay.
Sure. Who's marked by him.
All right, cool. He'll do that.
Okay,
he's not that bright.
Yeah!
Turns and tries to
I provoke the guy you marked.
And
then gets me a free strike on you.
Holy crap, 29.
That'll hit me.
10 points of damage. He hits you with his big, beefy arm.
right out of the back of the deck. Right.
So it took a at a minus two.
Okay, sure, 27.
That'll still hit. That'll still hit.
They're not that bright. They follow the direction.
Shift one square and make a melee basic attack against that.
That's awesome.
I don't need to shift, but I will make the melee basic against it.
Okay, roll it.
I did paint it that color too.
19 versus AC.
That will not hit it. AC's
for Kim probably stopped at like the dollar store and got cheap, you know, like. Lion heads and crap like that.
Did you want to shift? If you shifted over this way, you'd get a flanking plus two on him.
Sure, I shifted.
Okay, sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see.
And you get a plus two? Sure. Yeah.
That'd be 21.
That'll be a 21. That's enough to hit him.
If that doesn't hit
him. That is enough to hit him. Roll it.
Then if it comes down to it, you know, you can still have room to shift around it.
10 points damage.
Alright.
My claws. Oh, the gods take them away.
Weird chaos fumes.
Robin.
What?
Alright, Ella, you're up.
I just move. Only move. I then will swing with it. 12, 20. Three versus AC on that same guy.
And combat advantage.
25 in combat.
25?
Yes.
Oh, that was the dash. The stuck his nose.
The little pygmy guy that he just met.
Yes, that'll hit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we should take it to pet mountain. He bought this and a few weeks ago and now it's broken.
Fucking low.
Because we're only supposed to have to clean it like
pennies or
once a month.
Crap in a hat. 30 points of damage.
Ow!
Alrighty. Rolled a 2d12, I got a 10 and 11.
Nice.
And he's marked.
Well, that would make him bloody.
He's marked and bloody.
You carve a chunk out of him and something metallic falls out, and he seems to not like that. By not like that, I mean he screams, and not in the way that he's been screaming. It goes up an octave.
Then I will burn an action point and try to hit him again.
Alright.
This time with Reaping Strike. That's like a 28, so yes.
Oh, yeah.
where is Reaping?
Reaping.
Okay. Reaping Strike, where to be? Points of damage.
How much? Eight?
Eight.
Okay. Doesn't appear to be very happy about that, but he's still up and moving.
And I'm done.
Okay. So Tim is on his way out with Callus.
Yes.
And everybody else is taken care of.
You probably noticed that Kim is
and I only
on the
have
way
one
out,
hit point.
But you need to take care of her.
Kaya does not look healthy.
Okay. I'm going to say my Kaya sense is tingling.
Well, you'd probably move up anyway.
By that, I mean the river of blood she's shed.
You would probably move up anyway with all of the things going on. And
yeah,
hearing
I
everything anyway.
Well, I wanted to go in the room, and then I was told to get out, so...
And we were planning on leaving then.
Well, the big nasty guy hadn't ran off yet, so...
All right.
Now he has run off, it is much more plausible to actually make it out of this alive.
We hope.
In theory.
We hope, in theory.
Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and cast Healing Word on Kaya. What am I doing? What's wrong one? The Healing Word just
works, right? You have to hit her first.
It's 5 plus another something.
One minute.
Plus my healing.
No. It's...
The target can spend a healing surge and they'll gain this back.
And something else, because I've got...
Plus, I think it's your charisma modifier.
Okay.
But she also has some kind of...
Plus ability
that gives her more.
Yeah, so you can spend a healing surge plus 10.
Yes. Sorry, my brain is only partially functioning at the moment. Okay, and then...
Could activate that first. Minor action.
So is my healing word.
Yeah, but this all stacks. So essentially...
You just put it
I mean, if you wanted to spend your entire action just healing her, you could do this again. Do this before you can cast, and then it'll heal an additional D10
plus
4.
Okay.
You really want her healed.
Well, I'm assuming we want her healed.
Yes.
I want to be healed.
All right.
You just want to spend your whole time doing it.
Feels pretty strongly about the whole thing.
All right. So, as a minor action, before I cast my healing word on her, I activated my armor.
The exalted chain, yeah.
And until the end of my turn, each character healed by one of my encounter powers or daily powers.
That's what healing word is.
Regains an additional hit point equal to 1d10 plus my charisma modifier.
Which is 4.
And
just an extra d10 plus 4 back below.
And it would be a 12. Yeah, you get 12 more.
I bet Kai is feeling much better.
Yes, I'm up to 37 hit points. I'm not bloodied anymore.
From one, that's a bad
I'm 9 away from being bloodied. Sweet.
All of a sudden they're dancing.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, the big guy doesn't have any more action points left.
Oh, that's good. Faster.
Ayu, you're up.
Okay. I'm walking over here. I'm shooting at the brownie.
Brownie number 2.
Brownie number 2, alright.
Yep. Death strike with crossbow. I probably miss. I got a 17 versus AC.
Sadly, that's not going to do it.
Yeah. This is 21. I figured. I have an action point and I'm going to do it again.
Alright.
It's a little better.
Should have done that.
32 versus AC.
It's a lot better. Wait, let me check that. Hold on.
Give me the doctor.
12.
12 points of damage?
Yep.
Right.
Or if you can't find
nicely
that.
Nicely done.
Did you drop the name of the
caffeine? All right. Anything else from you, Ayu?
Nope.
Hi, you are up.
Okay.
Sarah, you are on deck.
Something happened.
After the big guy. Do
you not
watch
me daily pound?
Now you should use your daily pound.
Oh, no, because it's a... The one I was looking at, well, I'm only adjacent to the... Well, I'm adjacent to 2, but I would mess them up if I moved to the other guy. So I don't want to use one, and the other one is each creature and blast, and I really don't want to blast you guys.
Yeah, that would be rude.
We appreciate that.
I really don't want to blast you guys with 3d8 plus 7 damage. I'd like to keep you guys around.
Beefy.
I'm just gonna do a.
They're big and beefy. They can
I'm just gonna
it.
Do my melee basic attack.
They can do their own healing surge. Remember that.
Yeah. 13. That is a 26 to the brown dude.
Brownie number two.
Basic attack.
The one who's not bloody.
Yes. Quite like it.
You didn't always like it.
Nine damage.
Though he's bloodied now.
Yay!
Woo-hoo. All right, is that it from you, Kaya?
Yeah. I'll save my second win.
Wrong right. One.
When somebody else whacks.
Well, the big guy gets to go.
No!
Okay, since Sarek actually marked him, he will turn
He will turn and do the crazy double slash at you, sir.
You're welcome.
What?
Thank you.
It's not a player up.
14. No, it doesn't, but it's still awesome. It I was reading through it. I'm like,
man, I'm assuming that. Good for GM 30, you know, like, yeah. 28. My guy's all about killing the game.
Well, you could use the information in there, though, to just know about them at least. Are you going to
yeah.
Oh. Over 10 points of damage.
Actually, there's I'm a couple things in there that you could really have a lot of fun with a player who's
still not there yet,
willing
I'm
to play, you know, after they die, willing to and the rift, well, and the raised dead goes on.
That's
fine.
And Sarek, you are up, followed closely by the two assistants, and then Tim.
I thought somebody said we were leaving, so I'm leaving.
Like, see ya!
Well, in a minute, it's going to occur to you that no one else is beating feet out of the hole, which means either they're all dead.
Well, see, it did occur to me a while ago.
They have their stuff.
Yeah.
Or...
But first I have to hire bodyguards.
Look, if you sold their stuff, you'd have plenty of money for bodyguards.
But if they're dead, that means the other guy is probably lying.
Yeah. But maybe they're eating the bodies.
Yeah, I could toss a fireball through the window or something.
Or a window.
I could make a window.
That's true.
I'm trying to
use it
to stay awake.
You need to try to find some place where you can go right now?
Well,
I'm going to have to do Ethan, here, buddy. He's done it before.
I don't know, he tried to get me killed like three times.
Oh, he hardly ever tried to get me killed.
Only maybe twice.
There was a reason that you were up front getting people.
On the brownie number one,
yes.
Sustaining strike. All
right.
And
AC is 21.
Nope.
Okay. Is that it for you, Sarek? Brownie number one is the one that you already have marked, right?
Yeah. We're switching marks now.
We're swapping our training marks.
But the other guy is still marked.
Okay, no, he would go. That mark would go away now. But I will enact as a minor action the resist 5 to all damage until the start of my next turn.
So. All right. Brownie number one, since you've marked it, will try to stabinate you. And probably not hit you. He has an AC of 20?
Nope.
Okay. Brownie number two, on the other hand, is he marked by anyone in particular?
No.
No.
He's just bloody.
That means he will try to stabinate Kaya. And miss, because I know her AC is better than 17.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tim, you are up. Eric, you are on deck.
Crap.
It does occur to you that no one is actually coming running out after you now.
Use the Bigby hand to put him in the... in a cart, and you come back.
But then again, maybe they just wanted you to run for freedom.
Run free.
You can make a hole big enough to bring the cart in with you.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I could fireball the wall.
Yeah, just bring the cart in. It could
but
just
it's a blast
jump
of
in.
Fire, so.
Wow.
Okay, well... I
then
will...
it would be better because the structure would be on fire.
Sure. We're going to burn this place down anyway.
Yeah.
True, but you're currently in it.
The sacrifices you have to make.
Okay. I will go ahead and basically move up to
Ethan. Did you ever
if
see
I can,
that
the car.
Resist sure. shirts.
Mm-hmm. I just said it there. It's where no,
yeah, yeah, that's okay.
It's a perfectly good place for the cart.
I will put the dude in the cart.
I was just curious as to what you said.
He magically upsides himself.
That's all. Yeah.
All right, you dump him upside down in the cart.
Okay. And then I will...
and you broke his neck.
Send.
But get him out of trouble.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Bastards! They broke my.
Basically, I finish my movement in the cart, dump the guy.
Yeah.
And then I send my bird inside.
Okay.
And again, use a standard action to see what's going on.
Okay.
And I'm assuming I see that.
Yeah.
Then the bird will land.
Actually,
on...
if nothing else, the bird may not even be able to move that far. The bird will. You will. If nothing else, you will see in, and there is basically nobody is in there. Like, instead of this mass of people running for the door, you see...
Well, yeah, the bird can move 6, so yeah, he looks in there, the first portion, and he doesn't see anything there.
I mean, the secret door is propped open, but even from the secret door, you can't really see anything. So...
He'll start squawking.
Okay. You hear an owl squawk. It's kind of disturbing.
I didn't know owls squawk.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hey, this well, he starts hooting then.
Okay. It's because he squawked that it was disturbing.
Yes.
It likes to sit with its body facing one way and its head facing the other way and staring at people.
Well, at least you didn't see the giant eyeball that sits uncomfortably close to people.
At some point, I'm wondering if I can modify it, because really, it can look like whatever you want.
I had an NPC with one of those ones. It's the one of those mini beholders. You go like...
I just want the giant eye, so I don't even want a beholder. I just want just an eye.
It was a beholder tin, you know,
yeah.
Little tiny ones. That's funny. Anyway, my turn?
Yes.
All right, I move again.
Probably
he's
given
an entire
time since I have
right.
Been modified into anything else.
Step to one side, and he swings at you and misses.
You had him marked.
Yep.
So I moved.
This is what, bounty number one?
Yeah.
Bounty number one.
Do you want to shift at all?
Well, the only place I could shift that I would still be getting combat advantage would be where Automaton is standing.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to shift it here in a minute anyway, so you don't need to.
So I will hit AC 25.
Well,
me and my basic. Only doing 5 points of damage. M claws.
Oh, and Eric, as a minor action, I'll turn on my in service shine.
Okay.
Put on my.
Alright, that's my move action. I have a standard action. I swing with 25 versus AC.
To hit who?
The brownie.
Brownie?
Remarking him for, with me.
Okay.
He's only got an extra round again tonight.
Good. My only question is, do they explode like all the other things have?
18 points of damage.
Yes, you get back.
And you can shift up to 2 squares.
Shift up to 2 squares.
Mm-hmm. Let me double check this. Okay. I think it's up to 2 squares.
What?
Oh, well. I messed that up. That's fine.
Yes. Now my adjacent card can shift 2 squares.
And shift through.
Is he dead?
Yes, he's quite dead.
And he dies.
Is it blue?
They were supposed to get 3 attacks on people when they were working for attack to die.
Oh,
well.
Here.
I will take the half orc monk.
Okay. Which half?
This half.
Then you wanted to shift to where you are being flanked?
Well, I was trying to give you the opportunity to
pop down.
Yeah.
Shoot me another one to flank.
All right. Ella.
To give me, start giving me combat advantage.
Or
Next time we have four wounds. Trying to give them something other than Kaya to be a target on this.
Lance of Faith on round number 2.
three of them brings. 16 versus reflex.
Reflex type.
And now down to my.
Wait, maybe. It might be 18.
Except the goose still on another side.
Still higher than that.
Oh, wow.
You make it all the way there. You make it to 19. She's not
making it to
19.
Not making it.
Alright, we're back at the top of the round with Ayu.
Okay.
Hi, you're on deck.
Crossbow once again. Let's do play first this time.
Alright.
Mm. 27 versus AC.
Who's on what? Brownie?
On Brownie, yeah.
Yep, that'll hit.
Whatever. 13.
Yep, you hit him. He's you're funking pretty good.
Good.
Is that it for you?
Yes.
Alright, Kaya, you're up.
Okay.
Followed by the big guy, followed by Sarah.
I'm going to try to do Dragon Tail on the brownie that's left.
Alright.
And pretty sure that's going to hit him. It's 29 versus Fortitude.
Oh, yeah. Booyah.
What? 9 points of damage and is knocked prone as we change spaces.
Alright.
I don't know how their explanation of the power that I flash out and I touch him and he falls on the ground. I don't know why that makes us change spaces.
Okay. Well, maybe you pull him back from to where you are.
You probably leap over him and massively
kick
him. And he falls over to one side and then.
Because he's prone. Nothing.
Oh yeah, he's prone. On the ground.
All right. Is that it for you,
Kyle? Face down and so blood.
Yep.
All right, the Guardian is back up.
And he doesn't have combat advantage.
Does not have combat advantage, but that's not going to stop him from trying to stab me.
Sarek. One of them looks like a hit. Work with me here. Yeah, like 28 versus your AC.
Yeah.
Good news is that, again, it's the dagger. And this time it's 6 points of fire damage.
That's enough to make me bloody.
No.
Or just barely. Didn't you have your resist up or something?
Oh, yeah, it was 6. So let's see. I had 5 resist up, so that's just 1 point of damage. So I'm still good. Not bloody.
Yay.
Thank you.
All right. Sarek, you are up.
Let's do a totem's rain on the big dude.
Alright.
God, he's not even bloody yet. Mm-mm. I guess we're kind of focused on getting rid of the brown guys.
Cool.
27 versus AC.
That will hit.
Hey, that's about as good as I can get.
That doesn't hit him. You're screwed.
JC is 26.
That's not good enough for you.
Looks like 20 points of damage, and he is slowed until the beginning of my next turn.
Nice.
And marked.
Till the beginning of your next turn?
Yes.
Or the end?
Till the beginning of my next turn. Till the start of my next turn.
Alright. He's not slowed. And he has actually taken damage. Alright. Then the assistant is up. Let's see. The assistant is currently on the ground, so he will stand up manfully. Well, he will sort of.
I don't like them standing up.
Hop up. And who has
making
note
of that to the gods?
Nobody's bloody.
No one has a mark, so let's see.
He will try to.
I can't remember.
Well, you were the one who you were the one who knocked him over, so he'll try to stab you. And probably get it because you hit a 29.
Yeah.
Sure, you don't need to check, Robin.
Yeah, I'm sure I don't need to check.
He cackles and stabs you for 7 points of damage.
Bitch.
I know it's for the gods. I don't like him standing up.
The gods take that under advisement.
The gods will take that under advisement. Tim, you're up.
God secretary is writing it down.
Well, once I level up, he won't be standing up anymore.
Yeah.
I
know.
Okay. Well, I will move the car closer to the door so people can jump in as needed. I'll swim my bird in a little bit farther.
All right. He does a 3-point turn with the cart in the street.
And then, so basically, it'll land on. It'll land on the Fane Priestess's shoulder.
Ah!
And then
it does
this. Do you want to go here?
Well, actually,
no,
the whole cart.
Can you go? Oh,
the
whole cart.
Right.
Come on.
With my drive skill of.
None.
We're going to have fun together.
They don't really exist, so I'm learning it.
So you're flying up
there. And my bird will hoot and look around the room.
Ow.
Realize that no one is running away.
And give everyone an angry owl glare.
An angry owl hoot. Owl hoot.
Get it off my shoulder.
And cough up a rat.
Ew.
I'm cheering.
He coughs up a headless rat.
I'm cheering.
All right, Barrett, you're up.
All right, I hop down to there.
Clang.
And then I move to provoke.
Right. Okay.
He's marked by Sarek.
All right. From the big guy.
I don't think you guys need my help.
That's right. Sure. Make sure, but I believe
I guess I could rush in and beat it to death with my staff.
Yeah, that seemed
well
to work
last time.
Yeah, he hits you.
31.
I don't want to leave.
Yeah,
I don't want to leave
take
your
my
brother, though.
My promotion check.
Yeah, you should stay out there with him.
9 points of fire damage.
Okay.
It really doesn't have anything
20
to do with
AC.
Carrying my brother,
okay.
But more of that, Barrett might be pissed off if that would get stolen again.
Yeah, it was. All right. Well, then I work in for a reaping strike on him. 27.
That will hit.
14 plus 3, 27.
All righty.
Oh,
I know. Well, combat advantage. Give him some more. Give him some more.
20 points of damage.
Max
damage.
Hamburgers.
Okay, it was fine.
Oh, I'm hamburger. This is already coming to or just going to they both are. All right. I guess I'm going to try
then I mark
to
this
hit the
okay.
big guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Plants of faith.
Where does he go?
I still have one brow to him.
Yeah, but I think Kai is over there, and that should be okay.
Basically, until you go,
how
you
about
right.
19 versus reflex?
So we'll pull the mark out of there, so we're just trading, so we don't confuse Eric at all.
I'll just ask who marked him by the time I get up there. Versus reflex is not good enough. He's got a 21 reflex.
Okay.
Is that it for you, Ella?
Yeah. I'm going to hang out.
Ayu, you're up.
Okay. And try and get the stupid owl off of my shoulder.
Shoot him with Death Strike again.
Okay.
The Browning.
Actually, I think you have a feat that gives you ranged combat advantage. As I recall.
She knows not what you speak of.
No.
Feats. This is an advantage.
Yes.
This is an advantage.
So you get a plus 2.
Read what that says. Because I think if he's under combat advantage by anybody, you get combat advantage against him. So,
yeah.
And I believe he is surrounded, so you get plus 2, and then
plus
you also
two.
Get your extra bonus damage, remember?
Your backstabbing
at
damage.
That point.
The backstabbing
yes.
one.
You will also get your backstabbing damage.
Okay.
Ooh.
That wasn't very good. Okay, well, is there a reason to mention this at all? Maybe.
I think it's... Well, you
it's
do
probably
have,
pointless.
AC is 26.
New.
Mm-hmm. No, we're close to that. There's no reason to mention that.
Kaya, you're up.
Okay, I am going to smack that brownie. Hopefully I will smack the crap out of it. I rolled a 3, so I don't think so.
Or, yeah, flail at that brownie.
Knock the white off rice.
Yeah.
All right, and then the big guy gets to go.
He's marked by me right now.
Currently he's marked by you, so he will...
swing at you.
Swing at you with a purple flaming sword. 25 and
yes.
Less than 25. Mm-hmm. 21.
The 21 will not hit. 25 will.
Alright. 13 points of damage from fire.
Almost bloody, but not yet.
And Sarah, you are up.
Sarah is glaring.
You could move like I did, provoke from me.
I'll also provoke from the brownie at the same time. I saw that, thought about that trick, and then said, now it's not worth it.
Sorry, cool. It's all good. It's all good.
But it's also, you're also flanking.
Sustaining strike.
Alright, roll it.
28 versus AC.
That will hit me.
Knock.
For 8 points of damage, and I gain temporary hit points.
Nice.
Who did you hit?
The metal dude. So he's temporarily marked by me.
Alright, now the brown gets up. And we'll miss you with an AC of 16. He tries to stab you, Kaya, but fails.
That's right.
Yeah. Stupid brownie.
Tim is doing something.
I'm sure that it involves him doing something with the cart and the stupid bird on my shoulder. He's thinking about it.
I am
thinking about it.
Why don't you toss me a griddle bar or something? Here.
Well, now he's marked by you. So I'm going to move to provoke.
Finger, you got my finger.
Well, I didn't have it. You just had my finger. He will hit you.
Okay.
10 points of fire damage.
Readied. Yes, that makes me bloody. Wait, hold on, let's see.
Don't you get something curious when you're bloody?
Okay.
No.
No.
Of course you're not dead, you're outside. Get your damn bird off my shoulder.
You can slide a number of allies equal to your constitution.
Bad.
Allies or enemies. Kaya, you want to be flanking the brownie?
Sure.
Okay, I slide Kaya.
Alright.
As a result of the one I had marked bloodying Ethan.
Excellent.
I finished my movement.
Oh, and when he attacked Ethan, then I get a free attack on him. And we'll miss horribly.
Horribly.
Alright. And I'll try a reaping strike on him again. I will, 26 is AC?
Mm-hmm.
I will miss.
But you
I do. I know. I still miss. The reaping strike still does half my strength modifier damage, or create a weapon, you deal strain buffer. So, he actually takes still takes 3 points.
Take that!
Alrighty. Hey, every little bit.
Alright. Hang on just a second. If you move up, I move back up, I could activate my Disciple of Divine Wrath on him. So let me see what my other roll would have. My other roll would have been a 19 and would have hit it. So
alright.
I'll do regular damage instead. Five, 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 8. He takes 13 points of damage instead.
Alright.
Instead of 3, so 10 more.
Yes. Yeah. Alright, is that it for you, Barrick?
Yes.
Ella, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to hit him with Lance of Faith.
That's a great thing to do. Lance of Faith, who?
The silver guy.
The big guy?
I rolled a natural 20.
Alright, nice damage.
It was 16, 24. 24 points of damage.
Nice. Now, do you get implement damage?
Oh, I take that back. I'm sorry. It's not that much. 16 and I get to do 2d6. Yeah. So it's 16 base and then 8 more. So
24.
So it was 24. All
right.
What did you do?
I hit the big.
She critted with Lance of Faith.
I critted with Lance of Faith. You're gonna go first, right? You get a +2 power bonus to your attack roll against the target.
Okay.
And it's radiant damage. I don't know if that matters. I have no idea how radiant damage affects.
Something might have a vulnerability to like undead generally have a vulnerability to take extra damage.
That I know.
But I think this guy's
this guy's something else.
Yeah.
This guy's not
quite dead.
Constructs so probably not.
Not
but
it's good enough. Yeah.
But we're just doing a little damage.
I'm just about to figure it out. Sometimes our guests asks what kind of damage it is.
I'm probably going to need some healing next turn.
Okay.
If at all possible. If necessary, I'll take a second.
I have one healing word left. And power on.
Alright. Is that
my
it all?
Chainmail is dumb.
Death strike on the again.
It ends at the end of my turn, which means
the most power
for that turn though helped really heal the hell out of her.
It did what it needed to do.
Yeah.
Most combat it did.
The
I miss my old powers.
The power on my armor, enemies within a number of squares equal to this armor enhancement bonus of you
23 versus AC.
It's like a big magnet.
23.
It can be useful. I've used it a few times.
Yeah, I thought so.
Kaya, you are up.
I can't believe that thing's not just up yet. I took 24 points of damage. Mm-hmm.
No, I'll
that's
take him.
That's a good
last
one.
Okay.
Kick him real hard.
Yeah, it took about 80 points to get
the brownie guy.
Yeah.
Jonesburg.
The assistant guy?
Yes, I'm going to kill him, goddammit.
All right.
You and
roll
you
it.
Go, Kaya.
And you've got combat.
Yeah. I hit him with a...
You can cast magic through your familiar.
With a 31.
Oh, God, yes. You hit the hell out of him.
I don't
believe
so. You
beat his AC by 10 points.
I don't have that particular...
Bastard.
Feet.
Son of a
but there
bitch.
Is a couple of feet.
He deserves
where
it.
Like, there's
stay
a
alive
one where you can
long.
Sacrifice your familiar. And it basically just runs in front of you and takes the hit. So, after a rest, he comes back. So
and... He takes
I was gonna say, that,
13 points of damage.
That's
a
bad idea.
Like a center of flurry of blows, which is a free action triggered
well,
by hitting.
Well, down, you took
don't want a significant damage.
He killed him.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Well, they really, because at first it seemed kind of annoying that they're spirit creatures, but the more I think about it, I like them better this way. They're not meant to attack things.
He's now dead.
So I'm going to move up so that I'm a... Actually, I'll just use the crane's wings thing and just fly at the other guy using my action point.
I love that power. Even if I don't hit him, I love it.
As if she's on wires.
Yeah.
That power just makes me happy.
Jump up on the table to do it?
Yeah, you must be.
So you should have combat advantage somehow.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Because I was getting combat advantage earlier. So. Because of your heights. Because I was up on top of the table smacking things.
Sure.
We gotta take these plus twos or we can't.
Besides for the fact that he's flanked.
He's flanked, he's granted combat advantage to me and Sarah, but not to her.
Well, that's a 30 to hit him.
That'll hit him.
Versus his fortitude.
That will probably still hit his fortitude. I'm sure it will. Yes, his fortitude is merely a 24.
Okay.
Merely.
Merely.
Stupid mortals. Stupid constructs. No, I always...
And he will take...
Voicing for the DM.
10 points of damage, and I will do the centered flurry of blows on him.
Okay.
And so he'll take an additional 4.
14 points of damage.
Is there a square where we would like him to go? Oh, no. Everybody's flanking him right now. So.
We would like him to magically teleport right in front of Tim.
I'll just throw his brother at him.
Nope, that's it.
Alright, who is the guardian marked?
At this point, I do. Unless you marked him.
No, I can't mark anymore.
So he, all right. I haven't marked.
She doesn't mark.
He will spin and hack at you with the two fiery blades. The big one will miss you. The little one, 26 versus your AC.
That will hit.
Sadly, only does... 9 points of damage. Fire damage.
Only.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's the new one. Okay.
That was a nasty dagger.
Oh yeah, you can do that.
I don't like it when he says stuff like that.
Whatever you're talking about, we probably don't think it's neat.
Yes, us as GMs go, yay! We know how bad it is when the GM says that.
Thank you!
Because we've said it.
Sweet!
Oh, sweet, he can do that? Nice!
I was going to say, this is going to be a long, boring combat. All he can do is just swing the two swords around. Oh, yeah, I forgot you could do that. Sarek, you're up.
Okay.
Remember, you have a plus two.
Okay.
Let me, like... yank a couple of his tubes out or something.
I thought by now with, you know, with Barrick's, like, ginormous weapon that it would have done something like that. But.
Okay. Let's keep playing this silly little game. Okay, I'm going to move to here, provoke an attack of opportunity. He has minus two.
All right. 21, 19.
No. And I hit him as an immediate interrupt. we'll hit him actually with a 28, excuse me. Twelve points of damage.
Nice.
Nickel and dime him to death.
Oh yeah, the only way we're gonna get him. And then I will sustaining strike on him.
Do I know what that is yet?
No.
Eric doesn't even remember what it is.
30
versus... Like, shut up!
It was the note that came with his,
Yes.
30 versus AC. He had me write that.
Actually, I had it longer than that.
It was amongst the papers that you had.
Yeah,
that came with the chest, like you inherited the papers.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good roll.
30 versus AC.
Does hit.
For 10 points of damage.
Nice.
And not that I'd burned my temporary hit points before, but I got temporary hit points again, just because.
All right.
And I mark him. So.
Tim, what are you doing? What were you doing last time, Tim?
Did you guys actually skip me?
No.
Yeah, we did.
You're up here.
Well, my owl would still watch the battle.
Right. That's great.
They showed no signs of leaving. Even after the owl vomited forth the headless rat onto,
onto
the headless
me.
Eviscerated rat onto,
onto me.
Try to have the, have the owl make a, you know, right out leave with its entrails. That would have been my last action. This action, so is he...
We're gaming with... We're hanging out with him. Why?
I don't know.
He can catch
the airship.
So, does he look like he's waking up at all, the brother?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay,
he
well.
Seems like he's conscious.
Then
he just
I will...
can't move.
He's paralyzed.
I will try to figure out what type of stuff was used on him. Using my alchemist and vast knowledge of everything.
Okay.
He's got arcane lore, too.
I'm, like, starting, like, looking him over, seeing if he has, like, particular spots.
Anything.
Do I smell anything? Is his tongue green? Is his hair, you know, falling out? Is it radiation poisoning? You know, things like that.
Do his boogers burn?
Yeah.
Well, the lower ones don't.
Sometimes you just have to get dirty.
All right. So Tim is out
molesting your brother.
Eric. All right. I move to provoke because he's now marked by him.
20.
That will miss me.
And I got a 26 on Arcana.
You have no idea what
you I miss. Big time.
Well, he's gonna die. I'll start going through his pockets.
Alright, I
will
have
three.
I then.
I don't care how much plus you give me, I am not hitting
no,
him.
No, it doesn't matter because it's only.
I then activate my Warsheath armor
and pull him into the space adjacent to me, so now I'm flanking again.
Okay.
And still next to her.
See, my items push them away because I don't want them close.
I will hit him this time. I will I roll a 19, so I'm way hitting him with that. Oh, brutal. That's better. 15 points of damage.
Yeah, that's right, you get that power,
that's a super brutal. Well, no, it's just the property of the weapon. When you make it, Eric and I determine that if you make the weapon a dire weapon, it becomes brutal, which you re-roll, it's
ones.
Brutal ones and twos. Ones and twos on that one, it's, you re-roll one or two if you get a damage on it.
Alright, anything else, Barrick?
Do you need healing?
Spin on him?
I will need healing, yeah.
Okay.
Huh, what?
Spin on him, anything?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Just kick him for a five.
I remark him, so right. He's now marked by me again.
That's why Mark's he sticks up.
Hello, you're up.
All right. As a minor action, I'm going to go ahead and cast Healing Word on Barrick. I'll need that. Right.
I can spend a Healing Surge, right?
Yes, you spend a Healing Surge plus an extra 13.
Okay.
This seems wrong somehow, but I'm not being the hog of all the healing powers this time.
Yeah.
So.
I got to spread the love around.
It all depends on where we end up in initiative.
please heal Sarah.
No, I'm
waiting
on
the minutes.
Now,
so. All right, and then I'm going to try and hit him with Lance of Faith.
Okay.
And miss, I'm sure. Because a 10 is not going to hit his reflex, so, yeah.
Reflex is thing one.
Yeah. Well, when you roll a 2, you're...
Yeah,
all
right. Pretty much screwed.
Back at the top of the round with Ayu.
Okay.
What's
moving
the plan?
Here. I'm shooting with a crossbow right. To him.
You've got combat advantage.
I've got combat advantage. With the crossbow, we're going to do depth strike. No, we're not. I hate that dice.
Do you need another one? I've got plenty.
I might.
All right. Kaya, you are
using
up.
That dice because it matches your other ones.
Twin Thunders?
Okay. I do have, like, about a bazillion.
I broke 5, 37, 9.
Mm, maybe some of these are better for
you. Not good. Not good ones.
Yeah.
Once I've read them, it's not matching them, I don't know which ones.
But I'll use my F9.
Alright.
And
how many action points did you have saved, bro?
2.
Excellent.
And I'll do really neat to step since I've never used any of my daily powers. Use them while you got them. And I rolled a 1. Not happening today.
That's 1.
No.
Right. I'm gonna use my powers to do a lot of damage.
The guardian gets to go, so you're the one who's getting marked this time. Yes, yes.
I'm gonna roll a 6 and a 1.
What you need is the automatic do-over power.
Yeah.
All right. The guardian crosses the two blazing swords in front of him, and something like kind of shoots up off the top of his head briefly,
mm-hmm.
and great. Lightning yeah, arcs okay. off of him and hits everybody within 1 square, which would be 3 of you.
Dick.
Or it tries to hit everybody within 1 square anyway. We'll see how it does.
Dick.
22 versus your fortitude, Sarek.
Yes.
18 versus your fortitude, Barak.
No.
14 versus your fortitude, Kaya.
Fuck you!
All right.
Is that a no or a yes?
That's a no. I eat lightning and I cramp it out as thunder.
You take 5 points of lightning damage.
That's a good quote. I think that's the title of this event. Of this session. And I eat your lightning and crap out of thunder.
And you are actually dazed until the end of the guardian's next turn.
Dazed. Okay.
Dazed.
Which means you can only take 1 action.
Okay.
And you don't actually, you can only take 1 action, and you don't count when it comes to
provoked.
When it comes to determining, you can't threaten, so you can't.
So I'm not giving, I'm not granting
you
combat.
You can't grant combat advantage.
Okay.
And I'll actually do that here.
And control.
All right. And Sarek, you are now up. And dazed.
So the question becomes:
is everyone? Oh no, you.
I'm still attacking, so I can still. I'm still effectively marking him.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're still marking.
You're still marking. Okay.
Fine. Friggin' sustaining strike him. Mm. Bitch.
Yeah. That's not bad.
You want to move to provoke?
It's like your days. So, I've still got combat advantage over him, but Barak will not have combat advantage over him.
You, yes.
Because okay. I can grant combat advantage.
Okay. So,27 versus AC.
27 will hit.
Yay. What did he do? Why gets he moved?
For 5 points of damage.
Okay. Tim! They seem to not be coming.
Hmm. Nothing in his pockets?
He seems to have... He has nothing in his pockets.
I will... I can't leave him.
You put your hands on the side of his face and go, open your mind.
Does this hurt when I stab you? Does this hurt when I stab you?
I want your soul.
He has souls.
And the purpose of getting him out at that point was to feed him to Tim.
Yeah, you know, ideas do start occurring to you, things that could be done.
Okay. I'll just bring him back inside and prop him up against the wall.
All right, well, I will move. I will run to the... I'll grab him. And run, basically, into the secret door. Here, I'll move.
Okay. You're going that way.
As the cart vomits the fourth.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Jim's gonna come in just in time to go sort for 1 point of damage and kill it.
Yeah.
That's what Jim does.
That is okay. So he gets all the glory.
He's Tim the Slayer.
Tim the Slayer. I'm like, guys, we already got him. We can leave. And I'll prep a... Well, I'm carrying him around.
Yeah, you're carrying the alchemist fire, aren't you?
No. Well, it's in my pack, but I unfortunately have a staff and this body, so I can't really...
Big V.
Drop the
Actually,
body.
Actually, I do have... I could do that.
Yes, that's good.
The hand drags him around.
Summon the big frozen hand to drag the...
Well, no, you can do mage's hand.
Yeah, as minor action, I will do mage's hand and have it look for the alchemist frost, and that's all I can do.
Alright. Beric,
I move to provoke.
Alright. It will turn and cut at you and hit you.
Can he actually do opportunity attacks since
he's
dazed?
Okay.
At least I don't think so. Let me see. Dazed. You grant combat advantage to basically anybody. You can take either a standard, a move, or a minor action, and you cannot flank. It does not specifically say you can't take opportunity attacks.
When does the effect end?
At the end of this guy's next turn. So I would say that... Since you can also take free actions, I would say... Okay, you can't take immediate actions or opportunity actions. It says that specifically. Okay.
All right, that's fine. I didn't think I could, but...
Take 12 points of fire damage. Marks you, by the way.
Meh.
Who else are we going to hit?
Somebody else.
I needed to move anyway so I could get combat advantage from her. 26 versus AC will barely hit him.
Yep, will hit him.
Good one.
Alright, close to bloodying him.
10 points of damage.
Sort of.
Sort of. And then
that's
I remark
helpful.
Him.
Alright. Ella, you are up.
Alright. I'm gonna try and hit him with Lance of Faith again. And 21 versus reflex.
That's enough to hit him, I believe.
Woohoo! Yay!
Hey, Maggie.
14 points of damage.
Nice. Alright.
And that's it.
Ayu, you're up.
Okay, Trickster's Blade, crossbow. Oh, much better. Much, much better. 31 versus AC.
Okay.
Much, much better.
Don't forget you're getting the backstab abilities as well right now.
So that is +2 on this roll.
I don't know. Let's see.
Let's see. Oh, you're turning it. I can't read it.
I believe you get an extra die 8.
Yeah. You increase from d6s on your extra dice to d8s. Yeah.
So, yeah, you could roll a d8 for damage.
So, do I roll two die 6 and then a die
8?
A
d8.
No,
a d6.
You roll damage normally, and then you get to roll whatever your backstab damage is.
Mm-hmm.
Is what? It was two die 6 or a die 6?
Well, where's that? Here. I'll figure it out. They won't tell me.
The extra damage dice from your sneak attack.
Find out how much sneak attack damage a 6th level rogue does. It's either 1 or 2 die 6. Alright, so you roll 2 die 8. So you roll your damage for the attack and then add 2 die 8.
So that was 6.
Okay. And 2 die 8.
Wow.
Wait, is
2 die 6.
I rolled 2 die 6, so that's 8.
Now roll 2 die 8. 16.
18.
18 points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alright. That will bloody him.
Yay!
Finally.
That stupid man.
And when he bloodies, he explodes.
Sadly, no.
Well, that's
good. It's probably just
yeah. Since y'all are so close, probably not.
Yeah.
Tim would be the only one.
Probably. Last time stuff exploded, so
Tim can just go.
Also the only one.
So Tim can go, told ya?
Then they'll go in.
The little lightning rod thing that popped out of his head pops back in.
The what?
The lightning rod
thing that popped out of his head pops back in.
Lightning rod.
I still want to see what happens if we jam something.
That's how we got dazed.
That last turn.
I don't know if I jammed anything anywhere.
This thing with his sword, the lightning rod popped out,
no,
and we all
got
hit by lightning.
Jam something.
Well, yeah, I wasn't here when that happened. Okay.
We tried to get hit by lightning.
Yes.
Kaya, you are up.
What would be the negative for jamming my dagger in his exhaust port?
Let's see. That's an excellent question. I would give you a minus.
You find rules for jamming into an exhaust pipe? That would be sweet!
I'll give you a minus 2 to hit the exhaust port.
Okay. Maybe we'll try it.
What's this?
I rolled a natural 20.
All right.
Woo!
So maximum damage.
Okay, so...
Plus if you have any magic stuff that gives you bonus damage, you get to roll that.
Good question.
You should have your chi bonus.
Yeah. But it doesn't...
2d8.
Read it. Nice circle.
Just to say anything about Brit for the...
It might not. It may not.
Why is that? Because it's not...
Okay, so that is... Because 17 damage.
Because this is in addition to...
And it's exhaust ported. Blocked.
Okay.
20.
Alright, sure. And,
it's just satisfying.
Because you did that, and because it critted, I will... Dazed.
Okay.
He takes ongoing heat damage because he can't exhaust it.
That would be great if he didn't have the resistance to heat damage. He takes 5 ongoing damage and he soaks 10 of that, but he takes 5. Yeah. So 17 points of damage, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, he doesn't have resistance to fire damage because he blocked the exhaust port.
I think that's a fault of the system. If the exhaust port doesn't do anything, why say it's there?
Yeah.
It just looks cool.
It's granted. But it doesn't reward cool things like that.
And I'll make him dazed until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
Your dazed save ends.
No, right. Because he'll have his turn before I do.
Now the Chaos Guardian is.
This way he'll be.
It's kind of limiting. It doesn't reward.
It doesn't reward ingenuity.
Creativity. It doesn't reward creative.
that would be.
Yeah, blue for the book. Why did it say there was an exhaust pipe? They didn't expect people to jam stuff
granted,
into the
granted,
exhaust
the third,
pipe.
I was, the third
I was making it up as I go. He got the exhaust pipe because I thought it'd be interesting to say. That's why he got the exhaust pipe.
So then it's up to you to reward us for the...
For, he did. He made the guy dazed.
That's fine.
Hot exhaust
I'm
comes out.
I'm thinking the sand over here.
Hot exhaust comes out and melts Kaya's dagger.
Oh, oh no, I might have to buy another dagger for 2 copper pieces.
wait, I think I might have an extra use. That one of mine.
I'll tell you what, I'll do one better than Dave, but I'll just say he loses in it.
Woo!
Sweet.
So I'll take the dazed away, but he just doesn't get the dazed.
That's good. And we can all count on him.
He spends his turn pulling the dagger out of his exhaust.
Basically, yes. He's stunned this turn.
Yes.
So, fortunate.
Because if you're going to put holes, you got to expect people to shove weapons into them.
That's right. Because that's what adventurers do.
That's right.
Violate
gross.
Things with their weapons.
Wow.
If there's a hole, we're going to fill it with weapons.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She says right after she says she eats his lightning and parts his thunder.
I will say that the purple fluid that was flowing out of his arms and making his blades burn does stop at that point.
So he's not flinging anymore.
He's not
flinging.
I knew that was coming.
Sarek is up.
Alright, Sarek.
And I am no longer dazed.
Yes, you're no longer dazed.
Okay, no matter what I do, I'm not going to have combat advantage.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. No matter what I... So all I can do is draw his attack to let you get an extra attack. He's dazed, so he can't even do that.
He has combat advantage because he is stunned.
Yeah, right.
There's no point.
He
can move back and forth, but he can't actually take action.
He'll just be taunting. Which is fun.
Looks like on a socket ring. You start
20 versus
AC.
20 versus AC.
Yeah, it's not going to work. That includes your plus 2?
Yeah.
Okay, Tim. You're not coming out.
What is wrong with you people?
You got something to kill.
What's wrong with us is we trust you. That's what's wrong with us.
Well, see, that's a beneficial thing.
I thought it went better. It's because there were shiny bags
I know,
of experience in here.
Right. You want those shiny pieces of experience.
I'll move right there.
Are you just dragging him along with you?
He gets heavy.
By like the leg.
Like a little kid
truth
with his teddy bar.
Truth be told, Eric would approve. I'd be dragging him too.
And I'll look in there and be like...
Save, but I'm dragging your ass.
Be like, really? Really, guys? This long? I mean, I've been waiting like 2 minutes.
Not even, dude.
Like 24 seconds. Come on.
2 minutes.
In another dimension, it's
no,
2 minutes.
Five or six
in
Tim
time, yeah, which is 30 hours.
And I'll magic missile it for 11 points a day. And they're like, away with
all you. Right. Beric, you are up.
I was going to say, and that kills him.
Yeah, he was another casualty, I found.
Okay.
No.
I guess it's Grant. There's no use to move around.
I shout.
However, I will...
I gotta figure out where you thought that.
No, I'll go ahead and move back here.
Well, I think getting yelled at last time.
Does that give you the opportunity
he pops out of it, you can move, it'll provoke, but then you can also still get combat advantage. You can move over to that square up the guy. Alright, let's see if we actually hit him. I will miss him, which means he only takes 3 points of damage.
Every little bit.
Yeah.
That's why I'm using Reaping Strike, it doesn't miss.
Ella, you are up.
Alright. I'm going to try and hit him with Lance of Pitch again. Let's see what happens. 25
versus Reflex.
Yep.
And 15
points damage. Well, damn. My daily power that I used had a miss. Oh, well.
Anything else, Ella?
I guess I'll move over.
And doesn't have to drag a body through your space.
I would much rather not get hit on the head with
a
flailing leg or something.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
She's Kaya, doing
you are
her
nails.
No. Okay.
It does grant combat advantage
I'm
because he is stunned.
This is a really good one.
And I'm up above it.
Sure. Inspired game.
Yeah, I hit him.
Right.
Oh, 8 versus AC.
How much damage?
He takes... Oh, no, it's only... He takes damage.
Hooray!
14 damage.
Alright. Is that it for you, Kaya?
Yep.
Alright. Well, the Guardian comes back, and is no longer sane.
Oh, no, it was 28.
And once again, does this the cross thing, and the thing pops up out of the top of his head, and lightning dances, red lightning arcs around to the three of you.
Wait, where is that extra two?
So we'll start with Beric.
Is it higher than 20?
Yes.
Then it hit.
18 versus your fortitude.
New...
And finally, Kaya, 16 versus your 42. Okay, so this time Beric is dazed.
Dazed.
Yep. And take 8 points of electricity damage.
8 points
or
so?
Yes.
Yep. And this time, what happens is the rod kind of sticks up and stays up, and the red lightning just kind of continues to arc over his arc over his body. So he's now got red
light.
Yeah, he's now electrified.
Sweet,
we
gain an encounter power at level 7.
Cool.
So we have 13.
Yep. Sarah, you are off.
Make it hard to touch him.
Just summon Chi around.
And you're stunned, so you're not granting combat.
Dude, that dazed me, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. You're dazed.
So I'm dazed. Okay, then I will provoke, but Bear can't do anything about it. No. But he can still hit.
Still gets the minus two though.
Yeah. He probably hits you.
23.
Better than
23 is my AC.
Right.
Close. Okay.
This time you take 8 points of lightning damage.
And that will... What do you mean? Barely.
You still have your second win.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
So he stabs you with the longsword in the... the lightning distance.
They made level 11 really awesome in this because you get a plus 4 all your stats at level 11.
Yeah, at the beginning of the new tier.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like one of those bugs.
Awesome. You also choose a paragon path and
right. You can gain a paragon path and counter attack powers.
Sustaining strike.
I get to,
really
play so in a 4th ed game where I make it to 11 level, but yeah.
This would have been really bad.
Well, my.
You should have
when
like
I do Thunder Rip, I'm going to try to run in.
I rolled a 7.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Though I would also like to play
in unless AC 20 hits you.
You know, I'd like to start level 1 but go all the way up to
All right, Tim, you're up.
He's still alive!
Yes, and now he's
electrified.
Well, that's not good.
He's sparky now.
So, I'm assuming his fortitude is ridiculous. But I could crit on him.
It's not as bad as his AC.
I think his fortitude is 24.
Hey.
I'm assuming a 16 will not hit his fortitude.
16 will not hit his fortitude. Robin was in fact correct when she mentioned
okay, well, I don't know. Kick what's his name in the head. See if he wakes up, yeah?
No, but you keep doing damage to him. He's not dying.
Are you dying? You're fine.
Well, now his head's at a kind of a funny angle, compared to the body. You hear kind of a, you're not sure in all the crackling, but you hear kind of a snapping sound.
Well,
all right.
I'll animate him later. He'll be fine. I need a minion.
Oh, God.
Six. My turn?
Yes.
Yes.
27 versus AC. I only have one attack. I only have one action, so I'm just going to straight out attack him. Reaping strike.
Do you know what his AC is about?
13 points of damage.
Nice. You can have your days.
Hmm?
He can flail around and make the best of
it. Automatically remark him.
Yep. Ella, you are up.
Alright, Lance of Faith. Hit again.
Without combat advantage, I have to roll 15 or higher.
I'm going to miss terribly.
Okay.
Because I'm going to have a 12 that does not hit his reflex.
Anything else, Ella?
Do you have the consecrated ground or anything?
I think I used it last
time. I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a
put it in the other battle.
I can use it. I can cast Shield of Faith, but then I would have to use my action point.
Okay, that's fine. Don't worry about it. We're cool.
Okay.
All right.
I can toss you the healing potion.
Ayu, you're up.
Okay, I am going to do Death Strike and try and hit the electrical thing on his head.
All right, roll it.
No. I will miss, and it will fly over into the wall.
All right.
Apparently.
Not having good...
DIS.
not treating you too well, huh?
Quit rolling on the
I missed
bush.
Everyone else.
Roll off the book.
No, I rolled last time. I'm back on 19, so...
All right, Kaya, you are up.
Okay.
Thomas. Looking at him at the bottom.
You dragon tail and knock him down, but I want to switch places with it.
I don't have 17,000 gold or I'll buy a skeletal horse.
Yeah, I'll just do that.
That's fair.
Well, I wanted to build a...
that's not going
to
hit him.
The little chop, right. Little helicopter.
No, not my long
but it's 35,000 gold. Or
35,000 gold. The
guardian
gets to go.
So,
you have him marked?
Yep, copper.
All right. He will swing around and try and stab you with both blades. Big one misses.
I grant combat advantage to him, so he has a plus 2.
Is this guy intelligent?
No base, right?
Anybody ask him if he wants to surrender?
No, isn't it until the end of his turn?
Until the end of the Chaos Guardian's turn.
At the end of when he's done, I will become
okay.
But it's a mighty. He only hits like a 16, so even.
Alright.
Alright. You are no longer dazed. Alright.
Yay.
And Sarek, you're up. Tim, you're on deck.
Who wants the combat advantage?
She gets it anyway.
Because I'm on top of the table.
She's always going to have combat advantage.
All right.
So you can...
take your strike at me.
So I'm no longer dazed. I could actually swing at it.
And you've got a minus 2.
19 probably does not hit your AC.
New.
Sorry, it'd be 17.
28 versus his AC, so I won't get
that one.
Doing a mighty... Nope.
Brutal.
Right.
Brutal.
12 points of damage.
Alright. He screams again and he might have been human once. He makes very strange screaming noises.
Putting it out of its misery.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still
miserable. It's still up.
Okay. We're putting it out of our misery.
Sustaining strike. Can you advance the faith with it again?
No, I didn't. I didn't hit last time.
But does the so that I don't get the, it's not a.
It, only when I hit.
Okay.
Do we know about what its reflex is?
20 versus AC.
That
will
not.
Okay.
Sorry.
With your goggles of Horus.
22 wasn't going to hit.
I don't know if that
reflects. I don't have goggles of Horus.
You don't?
I have goggles that allow me to read any language.
No, I'm thinking your game. We have those in your game.
Alright, well, so he's still there. I will,
That's his game.
I was on the wrong page. I do have a magic key focus. It's 2d6 damage on critical. God damn it. a lot of damage I've missed.
Told ya.
I looked, but I didn't realize it went on for another page.
It goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably can't charge him. I'm not going to charge him. I'll just magic missile him.
Back there.
I did magic missile him for 11 points
of
damage.
You have at least one option. You remember what we talked about?
Oh, yeah, I already did that.
Yep.
Check your phone.
Check my phone. Okay.
Anyway, I'll just magic missile him for 11 points.
Okay. That 11 points pretty much every round is pretty nice.
Yeah. And it's okay being a machine gun, but I have so many other things that I would like to use. So.
Well, like I said, so many other,
All right.
There are options.
No longer days. It's okay. So yep. Let's. I will move and provoke from it since it's now marked by him.
All right.
So minus two.
22. 20,
that will
20,
miss me, and you get a free swipe at it, or plus whatever else you can do.
Just a free swipe is pretty much whatever else I can do.
Okay.
There you go.
27 versus AC, so I'm still barely hitting this thing. Doing another 12 points of damage.
12 more points of damage.
Yep. As we continue to dance around this guy.
Yes, as we continue to dance around him. Ella, you are up.
Crap. I don't think that's going to hit him. 17 versus his reflex.
Will not hit him.
Okay.
Reflex is a 21. Ayu, you are up.
Once again, shooting at the lightning rod on his head.
Okay.
And I get... 31.
That is enough to hit. Roll your damage.
Okay. And
2d6 plus 2d8,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I couldn't find specifics, but it sounds like you use the souls in War Machine to power your abilities. Which is creepy.
19?
Yes, it is.
Nice.
She doesn't mean it. Like, Jeremy would right. appreciate it.
Yes, I created two soul swarms and
just kind
three
of
individual.
You hit it, and it kind of shoes it off,
but
shoot it off the top.
It looked like they were being
falls to the ground, and the lightning,
yeah.
the red lightning that was arcing around him stops. So he is no longer electrified.
Yay.
Prime him up tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Okay,
how
do
you kick him without having any problems?
In the dark paint.
Okay. First, I'm going to activate my skull bracers.
God does.
Figured out how to
do damage. Okay, didn't you? I've got glow it, which can mix with pretty much any paint.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mixed it with.
So
where
that's
you get that?
A...
I picked it up at. It was either Michael's or Hobby Lobby.
I was going to say probably Craft Store. 26 versus 42.
And if you go to Michael's,
I've got two bottles of it.
So...
Not like I need two bottles of it. So.
True.
Well, if you can come by tomorrow, bring it. We'll see if we can make it slowly.
We're going to try to make the souls glowy.
So then I mix that with the fluorescent colors. Was
16 damage.
Nice.
Woohoo!
Was how I had made those hands glowy and...
There were all kinds of interesting things on the back page that I didn't know I had.
Right. Now the Guardian like what table is, I'm sure,
I
is
a
total
turn. If anybody grapples me, they can't
it. It
kind of
looks at the blades. The blades aren't arcing like they should be. So. And so he looks almost a little confused and then just decides to hell with it and chops at you.
They're not arcing. They're not flaming.
Yeah, they're not arcing. They're not on fire, and they ought to be. One or the other. He misses you with a dagger, but hits you with a longsword.
Okay.
Because he's like a 30.
I actually am bloody, by the way.
Okay. Take 8 more points of damage.
I'm even more bloody.
Damn.
As he shoves a longsword through your thigh. And, sir, you are up.
I would recommend taking your second wind or using healing potion because we can't drag you. You're too big. Yeah.
I'm not that.
I'm only dragging one member of your family. One family member at a time.
I just went to 32, which is my blade mark is 34.
So it's not dire yet.
So you go down, I'm only taking half of one of you.
Sustaining strike.
On deck.
Okay.
I have him marked. I have him marked. Did you want to provoke him?
Yeah, but that costs money.
To provoke him, I've got to move it either right adjacent to one of the two of you, which is...
Well, it's, if you get hit by him, I don't think his thing doesn't stop your movement.
No.
So you could just go or blink, 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 and because you can move up to your move. It's up to you. You don't want to go.
It's... Sure, because it gets more damage on him from you, so that's fine. To put me, yeah, in the opposite corner.
Alright. He does not roll well enough to hit you. So he tries to take a swing at you, but it looks like at this point, like he's kind of missing the top part
it's
of his head. Popped out of his head. It's shorting, and he's...
Moot point anyway, I miss him anyway.
So he's not doing so hot right now.
Sustaining strike.
I keep moving it over.
No, that's fine. That's fine. 20 versus AC, which isn't enough to do it. So
you roll it too well. I don't trust you anymore.
Tim, you are up.
Okay.
It's going to do something terrible to me.
You can fireball him.
I could fireball him. But instead I'm going to use Cloud of Daggers.
I don't think I'll want to touch him.
He'll be okay.
I'll have to bring that paint tomorrow.
24 versus his reflex.
That is enough to hit his reflex. His reflex is 21.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Twelve points of damage.
Nice.
That's all.
I think the key is that I keep trying to take that sustaining strike to get me 4 temporary hit points. I think I should just
Barrett, you are
pick
up.
Something else.
Okay, well now he's marked by him, so I will move to provoke him.
And he misses.
You guys are total bastards.
Taking advantage of the semi-intelligent chaos guardian.
Yeah.
And?
Your point is... Oh. Well,
25 versus AC.
AC is 26.
Yeah. I also get a 25, so I barely miss him. Which means he still just takes 3 points a day.
Lame.
That's alright. Hey, what's going on?
Ella.
You're off some of those.
Okay, what happened to your turn?
Innovation.
That was my turn.
Okay.
Move, provoke. He took a basic attack at it.
That's cool. I saw it on
that.
Now
I
Facebook,
swung
so
it and missed,
like
but
moving
quick
pulled
damage. It takes 3, and I remark it.
Okay, cool.
I have Veggie Tray.
I'm going to go ahead and try and hit him with Lance Faith. So.
I obviously should have been eating.
And I'm just going to miss him with a 20.
It does fill you up.
Versus what?
The reflex. Yeah.
Okay, dude. Can I call you back? Okay. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Ayu, you're up.
Okay. Okay, I'll just keep doing Death Strike.
Alright, roll it.
It's not bad. 24 versus AC.
Not gonna do it.
Is that with the plus 2?
Oh, no, 26.
That will do it.
Good.
Because they are granting combat, it is.
That's true.
6 plus 2d8.
And that's the picture, I think.
17?
All right. That is enough to, like, it. So it's been swinging around and turning and missing and turning and missing, and it turns, and you catch it. Just as it's turning, you manage to catch it, because you're shooting at it with a hand crossbow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just as it turns, you manage to catch it in an eye slot.
Yay.
And it stops moving for a second. Like, its brain is trying to catch up with the pointy thing that just...
Perforated
it. And it just kind of collapses.
Yay!
Good work.
Victory! You are now a slayer also. We have membership cards.
Let's search the rest of this place.
Yes.
Yes.
Turn on auto loot and start searching.
Turn on auto loot and start searching.
All right. Auto loot is basically, you guys grab a broom and I open the bag of holding and we just
we
run
just
around.
Shove
and
crap in there.
There is... I will let you take a 5-minute break. There is no, there are no other encounters in here. What you do find after tossing the rest of the place, in one corner, it looks like you find.
I will want to, toss this place, and then I really want to make sure the rest of the house is clear.
Okay.
So, because there's still unexplored.
Yeah,
there's at least two other unexplored rooms.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We should search the rest of the place.
Yeah.
I'm willing to sort of fast forward through that if you guys are okay with that.
Uh-huh.
We find what used to be Castor's room, and inside his room are...
Robin, do you want to write it down?
Inside his room... Okay. I have to switch to a different view so I can see this. Inside his room, you find a total of, kind of scattered amongst his various things, is 200 gold.
We need to find like a big.
When you first find it, it's almost not. I mean, it's there are like piles of clothing and pillows and books and tools and gear and random crap. I mean, it takes you a minute to realize that he like lives in this or lived in this.
Nest of filth.
Then you go on through and you manage to find Kenyon's room. Kenyon's room is even more, frankly, disturbing. Because Kenyon's room looks a lot like an operating room. In fact, he has an operating table that that's what he must sleep on. It looks like there are like tubes and wires and stuff coming from various. There are a couple of places in the room where like they're like jars of liquids with tubes coming out of them, and it looks like maybe he hooks himself up to it at night or something. But his room is basically full of very creepy looking, fucked up looking equipment.
Equipment which is now smashed.
Yes.
Alright. Then you
once you make sure this place is clear, we're torching the joint.
Drag. He's still alive.
He's
Stop dragging him around. Don't put him in the car.
You find a room that looks like, well, you find a room set up with three cots.
I do appreciate how you ran in there and grabbed him and thunk. That was very nice.
That was very Tim-like of you.
That was very un-Tim-like.
And under potato. And Barrett's being dead serious.
So the other room?
It has three cots in it. It looks like it is probably used as some kind
plan
of...
Plan was to go cell, until...
Because right. It does have a cot,
big guy
also
left.
Got restraints in it.
Right.
There are no other people currently being held.
But thank you.
And then
you're
finally
welcome.
you find another... There's basically there are doors up front.
And I don't know what
the doors up front lead into a room with another secret door that leads back. So basically, if you didn't find the secret doors, it looks like there's no way into the middle of this area. Or into these rooms.
In the room with the cots, do you find anything that belongs to Callus?
You do find random bits of stuff that seem like they probably belong to Callus, yes.
You find
things that you recognize as Callus's belonging in the room with the cots.
Grab that stuff. And once we're pretty sure we've looted the place as best we can...
Time for arson.
It's time for the obligatory arson. Yes, we torched this joint because this place is evil and needs to be eradicated off the face of Callus.
I wonder how much one of these warehouses costs. To watch it burn.
They're very flammable.
Yeah, I would have to have a non-flammable one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, not one here.
Not one here in this
prison.
How long
do you
want
to wait and watch it burn?
I don't wait and watch it burn. I say if we're going to torch something, don't stand around and watch it.
Make sure that it's set on fire real good. Okay. And then
we leave.
Then we hop into his taxi service.
It's probably on your way out that you start hearing, somebody start ringing the fire bell.
Good.
They take fire and...
Pretty seriously.
Like that, pretty seriously.
Yeah, because
yeah,
the place
because
could just burn to the ground.
Yeah. Imagine Chicago. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll mosey on back.
Or, frankly, New Orleans. Apparently they've had the New Orleans burn and had to be rebuilt, three times.
All right, and we once our arson is complete, we will hop back into the wagon. And we'll head home, and let's get Callus situated, and let's get some rest.
Okay, you show up back at the house.
And it's a smoking crater.
Great,
my alchemist stuff was in there.
You show up back at the temple, and
someone's going to die.
The butler meets you at the door. You come up and you're carrying, you show up and you're carrying, and whoever comes up to the door first, he actually opens it before you get there. And as you come in, he says, I've prepared a bed, sir. It's on the second floor.
Thank you.
We have a second floor. Holy crap!
He's been busy.
That's where we live.
Yes.
Yeah. We live
Tim
above
in
my...
the basement.
You live
you
in the basement.
Live
we live
in the basement.
On the second
we
floor.
We live on the second floor,
the floor
and the temple is on the first floor.
Yeah, I've got a cot and a room downstairs. I'm fine.
Because you're creepy. Yes.
All right. Well, I will take Callus upstairs.
Plain, there's no bugs.
I will take
Callus
upstairs the bed he has prepared.
It looks like Diller.
No rodent.
Not Diller. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble at the moment remembering what your butler's name is. But he has prepared he's taken a spare room and placed a cot, and he's gotten some stuff set up. So you've got him set up in a it's reasonably comfortable.
Darish
has.
How did he know to set up a spare room?
I'm
sure he's tuned to these. Some part.
You're gonna wake up one day and you're gonna be murdered by him.
Yeah, well, I've grown to expect that around this.
We wouldn't be surprised if you didn't try to murder him, Tim.
And we'll say that you guys were doing that in the evening, so it's probably rolling around dawn by the time you get back.
Sleep!
Yes.
I have 3 healing searches left.
I have 1.
I have 4. I make sure Callus is as comfortable as he can be, and then I will crash
pretty much in have Darius bring in a chair for you to pretty much crash on.
Actually, there's one.
There's already one there.
If it had occurred to you, let me put it this way: if it had occurred to you that you wanted to stay in the same room,
yes,
then there would have been. If you had wanted to ask for a chair, you turned to ask for a chair, and there's already one there.
Okay,
it wasn't there a second ago. But you must have.
Okay, that's great.
It looks very comfortable.
And that's where I sleep.
Okay.
Eric, before I go to sleep, I take the coin mm-hmm. that we got from the magic floating pyramid people
mm-hmm.
and stick it under my pillow.
Okay.
And go to sleep.
All right. Okay.
The Denarius.
So the... All right. Anybody else? Everybody crashing?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. Everybody crashes. Everybody can actually level up now.
Yay! I can get powers that I was supposed to have already. Yay!
And you do get your hit points as well as a new encounter power.
So how many XP are we at now?
You're at just over 10,000.
Define just over 10,000.
10,001.
Yeah. Hey, that one point might come in handy somewhere. It could come in handy someday.
I don't know what power I want to take, but it's awesome to have one.
My sixth level self. Give way to my seventh level self.
10,001.
Inching ever closer.
But yeah, you can pick a level 7.
Yeah. I pick it. It's called Come and Get It.
Yeah, I feel like that.
I know that rocks. I want that power just to say, Come and Get It.
I think it should be Come Get Some.
Yeah.
Come get some. Name some. It whatever you want.
All right. Yay, we are all dead.
And I wake up and Ren just gone away, right?
Yes.
Ren has melded with you.
Sad, you don't want to keep him?
He's kind of useless now.
Yeah, he wasn't as cool.
They really don't do animal companions well in the new mission at all.
Well, the easy fix to that is just use the NPC companion rules, and then they act as their own character.
Where are those rules?
There's a second DMG, which actually I wanted to talk to Eric about it anyway. They're very, very simple. Because they act on their own, and while the player who is, like, they're friends with or whatever runs them, obviously they're still a GM-controlled thing. So they'll have, like, different capabilities and stuff. And they're usually within a level, but though you can put them wherever.
Okay.
It's usually for small groups, but
yeah.
I understand why they did some of it, because kind of it comes down to like control. But that's why I don't really care too much about what Jaco does, because even though he's ridiculous sometimes.
Yeah.
But I told you.
I'll read that and I'll get him conformed to it.
Well, you don't have to. When you decide to run one, if someone lets an animal companion, look at the companion one. Yeah.
Alright.
Creepy. Ew. Worms of minerals. You can conjure a mass of worms in one square within the target's base. We're not going to use that one.
Yeah, that would be so popular with the rest of us.
That's not popular with Jeremy or Tim.
Like, you know, I'm kind of creepy, but...
I'm not that creepy.
That's gross.
Tim might sleep in the basement, but there are no... It's not a gross basement.
You okay?
And Eric, for the most part, I'm mm-hmm. staying away from most summoning,
okay.
just because I don't really want to
deal
with most of that. But there are a couple things that I'm going to talk to you about.
Okay.
Some point.
I completely forgot that I had that.
I knew if you've forgotten about it, since we're leveling up, you could replace it at this point.
No, it was just one of those things that I could have used.
Not super powerful, but it's synced on your familiar.
Oh,
it only affects enemies.
Do you have a person put three down here?
Yep.
They're right there.
I actually have a ritual to detect secret doors. Yeah, the problem with rituals is one, they take a while and they cost money.
Yeah.
At least 10 minutes later.
But they don't cost experience.
They don't cost experience, which is great. The thing that I know I'm introducing in Mines that I wish they'd introduce in the actual game is feats you can take to lower the ritual's time, because some of the stuff is ridiculous. Where you're like, I'm going to spend the money anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's like the in your game, we have the magic circle. I wanted to try to use that for casting time once an hour.
Well, in my next game, there's two feats I created where it lowers the time, and you have to spend the feat, but you can then cast it a lot quicker. Because some of them need to be cast. Some of them, not so much. Like,
right.
Summoning an animal to talk to it, fine. Takes 10 minutes.
It might be.
Knock, though.
Or it's at.
Though I also wish there was some feat you could take that would allow a mage or anybody to burn off one of these, a healing surge, to actually basically store. It's not a daily power, but you cast a ritual, and then you store it, and either one, you cast it just as normal, or you spend a healing surge and it goes off.
It's stronger at the back end of the card than most where it should be.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, because it makes, you still are spending it, and you...
No, it makes sense. You spend the healing surge.
This is what's controlling it. Yeah,
spend the healing surge to cast it, basically.
Right, so you're not going to have a mage who's like, well, I've got 25 rituals. Well, fine, you spent the money, but you can only use this many that's instant. That's where the benefit comes in. Or you can take the time.
Anywho, so we're all dead. You all wake up and we're eviscerated on tables.
Okay. And Tim's like, excellent, excellent.
I'm like, I knew it was you. All along.
All right, Tim.
He was the turkey.
What do you want?
When they show up, I actually will present to them that I have the ability to enchant items, and I request to join their order as a junior member. And basically...
Throat slit.
I'm saying this with my staff, and...
Apparently Tim sleeps with his staff.
Yes.
It's a dream. It's weird.
Yeah. I like my staff. But, that I would basically like to just work with them and be part of their group. Because, one, I can't sell anything until I'm part of their group.
You wish to join the pyramid.
Right.
Excellent.
I have skills, and I know I can expand on those skills.
What?
But I have skills that I know you guys need, and I don't want to piss you off by selling any items, but I also need to make money. You guys are the best place to go, and from what I've seen, you guys are pretty cool. And possibly...
Yes, you seem to be very popular this morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've been visited by the commissar. Not really giving it away here. You'll hear soon enough, but there's an army marching in the city.
Oh, by through the fire?
Yeah, we already knew that.
Hmm. And Eric, out of character, that other thing you told me about, is that something that can be taught to other people?
No.
Okay. Then I won't say anything. Okay. So, what do you need to do to join up with you?
We'll contact you.
Okay. Cool. Because I have some ideas that can make a lot of money.
Oh,
And I will thank them. Offer them a drink. And I'm assuming they are busy, so I will go back to bed.
Yeah. Okay. You guys rest and wake up, and everything is, well, you get an extended rest, so basically everything is more or less back to the way things should be. Melissa will take care of leveling up your character a little bit here.
Sure.
I check on Callus.
So do I. Callus, after several hours, seems to be coming around. Like when you wake up, he's still kind of partially. He can move a little bit on his own, but he's not quite there yet. It looks like the stuff is wearing off.
I will also wander up in the morning to check on him to see if I can help. By the way,
I'm sure. I turn to call for direction. He's in the door.
Yeah.
Could you go fetch Ella for me, please?
Actually, you turned to call Duresh, and provided you didn't give him too much guff, Duresh showed up. Duresh showed up a few minutes ago and politely woke you. And said,
I would have gone upstairs.
Master Declaston, requests the pleasure of your company.
Okay, he probably wants me to check on his brother.
Because Ella goes, yay! Not like that.
And aww. So you lead him up, you turn to call him, and will you please go get Ella? And he like steps out of the way, and there's Ella.
Hi!
Thank you. He's coming around, and I'll get up and I'll take a look at Callum.
Okay, I will.
Okay, he drools a little bit.
Okay, we need a spit rack.
I need it.
Your turn to. We need it.
Do you pick a power?
I'm trying to decide. I don't have an encounter power yet, but if I do a heal check, will I...
Don't forget, you can also change out one power.
Will I be able to figure out how long it's
going
to take before I regain...
Yeah, but I like my...
Yeah. Probably. The heal check will give you some information, so that's definitely what you got.
Well, not with that, it won't.
I'm just saying, you can do an addition.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Oh, that's a 23.
It looks, give him another, whatever it is wearing off, give him another probably 15, 20 minutes, and he should be back to normal. He's probably got another 5 minutes or so before he's with it enough to be able to speak. But as far as you can tell, it should just wear off.
Can I tell what it is?
You have no idea what you used, but whatever it is leaving his system, and it healed. There shouldn't be any permanent damage. He might be a little fuzzy for the next day or so, but he'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
He won't be, you know, like I said, fuzzy for the next day or so, but another 5 minutes or so he should be able to speak, and another 10 or 15 minutes after that he should be able to move.
All right, I'll let... Barrack know what's going on.
Thank
I'm
going
to take Strike the Avalanche.
Correct. Let him know that I still don't know what it was that was used.
Alright.
And I just go upstairs to see if he's awake. Closed doors don't stop me, so.
I'll have Darius start making some breakfast.
Yeah.
Thank you, Darius.
Whenever I wake up, I'll head over that way, too.
Basically, you turned to ask for the spit rag, and he handed you the spit rag, and then he left the room.
Yes.
And then you turned to ask him to start making breakfast, and he comes upstairs, and he's got a tray of food.
Fuck. Thank you.
He's so creepy.
I love this guy.
I do, too. He looks at me with disdain. But I like him.
He serves you and leaves the rest of the stuff. He basically has the big tray and he sets it up and he specifically serves you and then he's like, okay.
Tucks a napkin in.
Hey!
Thanks!
I don't want that kind of service.
When you dine with fine society, sir, you must remember to use the proper instruments.
You mean his...
this funny-looking fork. This is your breakfast spoon.
Looks like a spork. And there it proceeds to shuffle.
Yes, pick the plate up.
I anticipated your extra your extra appetite, sir. And I brought you an extra plate.
Where's mine?
Yours is right here, miss.
Thank you.
When I come in, I just take whatever he hasn't touched yet and start eating it.
You pick it up and he, like, grabs. You, like, grab two handfuls of stuff because, like, hey, cool, because there are a bunch of plates on here. And you're just, like, grab. And he just, like, takes one of those away from you and puts it back down.
We can take both.
No.
No, you get one. You did make breakfast for us.
I'm getting ahead a little bit.
Okay.
Your servant's creepy.
No, he's awesome.
How do we know the spoon is real?
It's real enough.
Stop tasting everybody's
poison.
One creepy calling another creepy black.
My old mentor Fade used to say something. It's ignorance is bliss.
I don't know. I think he's pretty cool.
Shut the fuck up and eat. What?
Yeah.
That was right out.
That was right
out. Shut your hole and eat.
Ignorance is bliss. Now shut the fuck up and eat. And someone asks, what is this meat? What is this meat we're eating?
Dinner.
He goes, ignorance is bliss. Now shut the fuck up and eat.
Or occasionally,
sad advice. Especially when you're out in the flaming wilderness.
Well, I was going to...
It's not on fire. Enjoy it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going
not
to...
It's not still on fire. And
it's
moving.
Only been killed once.
I was going to drop the wagon off at our restaurant.
Okay.
So they have,
So
now they have catering.
So I'll do that after a while here. But how's your brother doing?
Ella says he's coming around and should have no ill effects from whatever
it was.
Whatever
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, pumped into him.
But
we hope
spider toxin.
He should be able to talk to us.
I can make antidote. Anti-venom, if it's a poison.
Well, that's good. We need that. Good. We need that.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
It'd be great.
Hopefully that won't be necessary.
Yeah, hopefully not. I'm going to wait for him to come around.
All right.
He's conscious enough. If you wanted to talk to him now, you could. He just won't be able to answer you for a couple of minutes. So you can wait. You can yell at him now without his ability to talk back. Or you can wait.
No, I'm
going to
wait until he can verbalize. All
right.
Hey, wasn't he trying to change his life?
That's what we heard.
And that he got mixed up in the Chaos Cult trying to help his stupid friend.
Yes.
At least he was trying to help a friend.
That's
true.
Back
his friend is probably
so,
long gone dead by now.
But yeah, well, because we missed that.
When you question him,
no
keep in mind that he was trying to help a friend.
No, I know.
And he was trying to change his life.
I know.
And I did kick him in the head for you.
I know.
So no need to kick him.
Sure.
In the head.
I understand. And I do appreciate your coming.
You're welcome.
All right, he comes around enough. Oh, man. Oh, God, it's so good to see you, man.
And while you talk to him, please wear this mask.
In my mouth. I got this terrible taste in my mouth, which...
it's so precious.
I have this terrible taste in my mouth, at which point Duresh hands him a glove. It's like, I have this terrible taste. Where'd you get him?
He came in a box.
Whoa.
Yeah, they sell them on the street.
Our friends at House Devil.
It's like, whoa. Creepy. Yeah. Nice.
Got any more like him? Or?
No, just
one.
No, we share. Actually, it's his. But...
Do you get one? What have you done to deserve anything?
You are actually worthy.
Well,
As far as we can tell, you still have all of your bits and pieces.
Oh, that's good.
I can't say much for your mental faculties, but...
I never see it coming to get you. Careless.
Yes.
Oh. Uh-huh.
How did you
see him?
How did you
yes,
get
we did.
His, yes, we did. And then he disappeared. But anyway, how did you get mixed up with him?
Well, I went to the meeting, and... Well, I was going to go to the meeting anyway, and I was... I was going to meet Bill tomorrow, and we were going to go to the meeting together, but a couple hours before I was supposed to meet him, I got jumped. I'm walking down the street, and like half a dozen of these things just kind of step out of nowhere and club me, and I wake up, and I can't move, and I'm on a creepy man's table.
You need to describe these creepy things that come to them.
They weren't all there. Like they kind of appeared out of nowhere.
They were kind of translucent?
Yeah.
Yeah, we encountered some of those.
Get in your ass!
Yeah.
You know, like, he's gonna have to go into hiding. Because, since we got him away from the guy, he's probably going to come looking for him.
What if the guy doesn't, the rest of the cult might.
Yeah, I'm searching in the shadows.
That? Holy shit.
Yeah. So apparently this chaos cult has ties to that guy.
Might be better to get him out of the city.
Send him into the flaming wilderness!
Actually, I do have some place he could go.
Well, the shadowy people are part of the Brotherhood of Tullus, aren't they?
Yeah, those guys are really
yes,
good.
They must have...
Lufamar needs to get the hell away from there.
He may be too far gone.
Yeah. We're going to see if we know he had a meeting to go through last night, and we'll see if he made it out of that meeting in one piece. But I don't have too many high hopes for your friend, I apologize.
Listen, while I was in there, I heard some stuff. But it's a big group of them. In fact, there are like two groups of them. One of them is the Brotherhood, and the other one is one that keep referring to himself.
Yeah, I would have grabbed you because I know you.
Yeah. Actually, I think everybody ended up in the room with us. Yeah.
Referring him to him as the Hand, the Ebon Hand.
Yeah.
And it's the two of them, and they've got some. They're playing something together, and it's some big experiment. They keep talking about the some place called. They keep talking about the Night of Dissolution, and it's something big, and they're hoping to bring it about. And they also talk about the bad one. On. Something is going to happen to the sky soon.
Like an eclipse?
I don't know. But they were really excited about it. And they had something to do with the night.
Well, the Ebon Hand, they're the cult that worships the Calamity.
Yeah, and they actually have a temple in the temple this year.
Really?
Yeah.
So their chapel always has a large black painted stone hand, palm exposed.
Maybe we should visit that temple.
And,
yeah.
They usually have some sort of black hand symbol on them.
I think we've run into them before, haven't we?
I don't remember if we've run into the Ebon Hand. I think we ran into some of the plague books. They're the ones that, like, Ratman.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I remember those guys.
And they keep talking about... They have a... It they've got an apartment building somewhere, and they've taken it over, and they keep talking about the people in the apartment building, and they keep talking about them as subjects, running some kind of experiment.
Did they say anything about, did you hear anything about where this apartment might be?
Yeah.
Old Town?
It's somewhere in Old Town.
That was where Malachi is.
Yeah.
Did you happen to get anything more than just Old Town?
Yeah. There's an address. It's a northern Old Town. And it tells you the address. We talk about wanting to destroy some kind of anti-chaos device that's in something called, they keep referring to the Kaleidoscope Company. I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
A 25 on Arcana. And on History, I got a 29.
And I got a 28 on religion.
Never heard of it first.
Yeah, the only thing I have is religion. I don't know.
Whatever this place is, you haven't heard of it.
Okay. The Kaleidoscope Temple?
Yeah.
All
right.
Nothing in History or anything?
Nothing that you know, nothing you recall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You might check into the guild library.
Well,
wherever we went to find info on the Temple of Blood Everflowing or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, we're all members of the
Kaleidoscope.
I have a solution to your brother's problem of people coming to find him in Tolith.
Yeah. Alice, I'm thinking you need to, we're going to have to get you out of Tolith.
Well, I have a nice place where he could go and work.
But it's all on fire out there. I don't want to go out there. Oh, wait, we need to see.
I'm from the fire land. It's okay.
There is land beyond the flames.
No, but and by the way, if he looks weird or says anything about work, I just ignore him. Anyway, well, my father is a noble, has some land way out there.
Mm-hmm.
I could write him a letter saying that. What skills does your brother have?
In water, you'll be fine.
Like real skills. He's got to have something.
Do you have some kind of skills?
You're going to have to learn yourself a trade.
Right. You're going to work in the stables. Okay. Stables.
Yeah. Anybody can
be a merchant.
Merchant.
Never let me. Yeah,
merchant. Stables.
Ballast.
Stables.
There's a danger if you stay in Tolis here that thing is going to come back after you.
And even if they don't, the brother.
I want to get you out of here and get you safe.
Right. And my family is pretty nice.
Didn't they sell you to a wizard?
I wanted that. Mostly. And if I write a nice letter, Dad will be fine with it. He's pretty cool about everything. Me being a wizard.
Alright. Dallas, we're going to see if we can get you out of the city. And get you safe, alright?
You may have to work hard.
Well, he's our charity case.
Yes.
But
I can talk to House Delmothian about getting him out.
Well, I want to just buy him a ticket on the airship. And
House Delmothian can probably add a bit more security to
him. That works.
So, yeah. And I do have a method of contacting, what's his name?
Yes, through the... You talked to Darius.
Yes. I can't remember the guy's name. The dragon.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now,
it's been a long time.
Question, though.
It's been a long time since we've been able to talk to him.
Yeah.
I like him.
Kirstall.
Do you want my father to know who... Do you want my father to know who he is?
Is your father trustworthy?
Well, yeah, he's trustworthy. He's just going to expect, well, you know how nobles are. Yes. So either one, he can be a peasant.
I will personally owe your father a favor. In other words, I understand this.
Well, that and your family may owe a little bit of a favor.
That's fine.
Okay.
I am my family.
You are a young, noble charity case. Yeah, I'm writing something flowery.
Okay.
Don't mess this up. I know where you live.
Do you have diplomacy?
I do.
Make a diplomacy roll.
I do have diplomacy.
No, Tim, you have to make a diplomacy roll. He's the one writing the note.
Wow.
16.
What if I help?
You come up and you write what you believe is a perfectly good note.
She starts looking over my shoulder. I'm like...
I'm just trying to help.
Just move to a higher
place. Yeah. So all you have to do is stand up and write.
Can you?
Hey, everybody. I feel different.
What happened to Ren?
You carry yourself differently there, sir.
Is that a Ren tattoo on your arm? Did you, eat him and absorb his power?
Only you would think of something like that, Tim.
Callus, you and I have had differences before, but I am glad you are safe.
I was trying to help, man.
I know.
I was just trying to help.
Never assume that I don't want to hear from you. You are my brother, and I will be happy to help you as much as I can.
Are you sure you don't want him to be just like a... We need somebody to clean out, the chamber pots and possibly the...
No.
That could be set up, Yes.
Maybe you could learn to have some
there,
humility.
I do want you to learn a trade.
Right.
Be tutored there.
Teach him a trade. Something... not dangerous and simple. Very
I realize simple. I'm doing this because I want to keep you safe. All right.
Just find him tomorrow, okay? I mean, they jumped me, so
do all we
I don't
can.
Know what they're doing to him.
We do all we can. I think we need to head to that apartment. If they're taking him somewhere, I think that's the most likely place they're going to take him.
And
either way, it sounds like there are people there that need to be...
Right. You gotta get out.
Let go.
There are people there that need to be...
If my brothers are there when you get there...
You have brothers?
Oh, yeah. Don't talk to them. It would just be better for you.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna say, if Tim said they're messed up, then I would run like to the point.
It should go without saying that if your family does anything... harsh to my brother. Overly harsh to my brother.
No. It will be perfectly fine.
Oh,
everybody survives.
We sold him to some other family.
He's learning a trade.
In the mines.
Mining.
Everybody, except for the one time, everybody survives pranks. So my brothers are in.
Remind him
just
that,
a
boy. We sure, I'm not putting words.
Yeah. Don't kill
that
him.
We are members of House Dalmovian.
Yeah.
Did they make him an honorary member?
Important.
I think so.
Remind them that I am a member of House Dalmovian.
Treat him as well as you can. Lots of money.
I'm not a member yet, but Kirstall has said I will be a member.
Influence in the city.
He says so in writing.
Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. No selling.
Yeah. If not fodder.
And I
couldn't give him away.
And I'll want to get in touch with either Kirstall or, someone, the dragon, the Draken guy, basically saying, I need to get my brother out of the city to this place.
At which point, Darish meets you. Like you. Sir, something's wrong. I cannot contact the house.
Oh, wonderful.
There would only be one reason that I could not contact Well. One reason that I can think of that makes sense that I cannot contact the house, and that is because Kirstall does not wish to contact him.
Alright, they did say something.
Let's just buy him a ticket.
If I can't contact him, that's fine. We found some gold, and, if everyone's alright dipping into that, we need to get my brother out of town. I need to get my brother out of town.
Yeah, that's fine. There's the money.
You also have the lawyer guy you can talk to.
That's true. I will talk, I will
He has, technically, you have control of your father's estate.
That is true. I will talk to that.
All of it has to go through him.
Yeah, I'll go talk to him. Unless I can send for him, and most likely I'm assuming he will not, like, come at my beck and call out after him. So,
I write...
talk to the attorney.
Well, can you read...
Of course I can read. What kind of question is
can
that?
You read real languages, or just druggy languages?
You know, I think I'm pretty sure that they were educated.
I had a fine education, thank you very much. I can read plenty of languages.
Chival addict.
That
not
was a long
anymore.
Time ago.
Was
last
that
week.
Long ago.
2 weeks ago.
It feels like a long time ago.
Right. Here's a list of do's and don'ts.
Can't read that language.
Jim, that's abyssal.
Nobody.
Same people do not read that.
Same people don't write it either.
Here's a list of do's and don'ts.
I speak Varric, so he probably can speak and read and speak Varric like I can. So,
Varric.
You've worked with a lot of Varric.
Dad did like those.
Purple bastards.
Red people. Red people.
I believe father's on wife number 3. She's probably maybe 19. Don't look at her.
Stay
don't
away.
Talk to her.
It's not my fault that they talk to her.
You know what?
What?
Do you want to get thrown out?
I don't think so.
All I'm saying is...
He sold his son to a wizard.
Me.
You aren't his son.
Callus, whenever you think about looking at that woman... Think about the dude with knives for hands and mask.
You're a guest in my father's home.
And we, remember that that's why you're there.
We take that very seriously out in the provinces. Very, very seriously.
All right, I get it.
All right, I need to go talk to the attorney.
But enjoy your time there.
And I think we need to make arrangements
fine.
And
escort him down there. We should escort him down.
Well, I need to go talk to the attorney, and we need to figure out, I think, our next course of action is going to be going to this apartment place.
In the meantime, do you want to store him in my chest?
Store him? No, I don't think that's what
Where is the lawyer?
The lawyer is the same place he's always been. He's down on where exactly. But
he's like in Merchant's Row or something.
Yeah,
wasn't
you have the address.
I was just wondering if he's in Old Town. I guess not.
Oh. I don't think we all need to go.
No.
But I will go.
I have ministering to people that I should be out and about today.
I'll go with you because I think we should stop at Delver's Library to find out about the Kaleidoscope Temple before we go to that apartment.
Someone should also go talk to our friends at the Good Eats about the idea we had last time.
Yeah, I gotta deliver the wagon. What was the idea we had last time?
Sort of like the Baker Street regular, there's some information.
Just have them pass along information.
Right.
Pass on information.
Dangerous information gathering. Got it.
Well, the guy who's pretty fond of Fan.
Well, he was Fan. He is Fan. Family's Fan.
No, the creepy guy. She was really fond of Fan.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll go by the Delvers thing. I think I want to hit the lawyer first. With the Delvers
we'll do that, and then go to Delvers Square and also look in that store.
You're preaching your killing more rats.
No, I'm taking the wagon over to
Goody.
Whoever wants to go with me.
You guys should come completely hell alone. I think anybody should be alone.
Actually, your brother shouldn't be alone either.
Well, I'm only downstairs.
Huh?
Technically, I'm
Yes.
That's true.
I have the people in my head.
Well, the butler guy is here. And...
I can stay with whoever we need to seal the building. So.
Hmm?
You wish me to seal the building while you're away, so...
Well, you know, we keep everybody out. No, it's not going to be necessary.
As you would.
Eric should be here. It's okay.
Okay.
And
Who do you work for?
Sarek.
Who are you?
I'm going with Tim. And I can't remember the character. I'm sorry. You stay here with Ella.
Sure.
Who are you?
Yeah, Tim doesn't... He didn't...
Oh, while we're going out, feel the need to sell this short sword and stuff and get something otherwise.
Well, we're going to Delver Square anyway. So we can get rid of stuff if we need to. I mean, and I've got...
You can just give it to us and we can sell it.
Playing the changes that have already taken place with my character.
Yeah,
And next time, so you guys are attending to deal with the apartment and do some more research on the temple.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Is there anything else you are intending to do?
The thing with the
goodies,
the temple, or the... Yeah, we need to check out the temple at some point.
Well, that's what we're going to do in the Delver's Square.
Right.
We're going to look down there and see if
he's
going to
go talk to the lawyer.
And the floating pyramid thing.
When we're in Delver's Square, we're also going to run by the store and see if the kid is in there. God, I guess he's not that young.
The
place off of Delver's
Square. Yeah, the armor place. I will actually stop and pick up customers on the way down to Denver.
Do you like that sound? Then check out the Gamers Haven Podcast at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. It's three guys talking about RPGs, board games, and all things game-related. There is also a huge selection of actual play recordings featuring a variety of your favorite gaming systems. Don't worry, you're safe here. You've found a Gamers Haven.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.